אף על פי שלא חיברו בעודו, כי נאמין לא דרשים רבן לקיחו לקיחו, אבל רב יהודה דרש לקיחו משמע ליד לא הווה תמה, אלא אם כן עודו. Okay, so we said that what does he mean? He means to say that even though that the lo shono ela she'ein lo, she'ein lo means she'ein lo biyodo, then we say it's no good because it can't be because it's not the source of mitzvah. But if yesh lo, even though he didn't make it into an aguda, so it's good. Yeah, so what is the value of the aguda? So the value of the aguda, we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because once he makes it into an entity of aguda, so now you have a ma'is l'kicho, which is exclusive. Then that's how he learns, that's why he learns l'kicho tama. Rabbi Yehuda learns that if you don't have an aguda, it lacks l'kicho tama. Because aguda makes it into one entity, and if it's one entity, so it's one ma'is. But according to the way we learn, we hold that that you don't need to do an aguda. Why? Because the mitzvah is to take all four. And even though the act of lakicha is not particular to each one of the minim, but it doesn't matter. You don't need a particularized maisa. That's what Ben Tam learns. So according to Ben Tam, the Gemara is saying that you don't, in other words, where Ben Tam is saying is like this. The fact that the question of lulav tzarech agad or ain tzarech agad is really two questions. One question is, do you have to create the entity of an aguda? That's one question. And the second question, that's one point that is involved. For instance, the Gemara says before that if I hold lulav tzarech agad, so then you might be involved in the question of tasav lo menasa. Because of the din of asiya, then it means the din of asiya for the lulav of tzarech agad, the halacha of asiya. So that's one question. Do you say if I hold lulav of tzarech agad, there's a din of asiya? But the fact that you have agad also plays a role insofar as the ma'isa l'kich is concerned. Because if you hold, you have agad, so then you have a particular ma'isa for the netilah. But if you hold ain't tzarech agad, so you don't have a particular ma'isa for the. You have one ma'isa that includes many all the four minim. So it's not a particularized asiya. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's what the Gemara means over there. The Gemara means that with regard to the din of lekicha, you don't need a particular lekicha because we hold ain't tzarech agad. But if you hold tzarech agad, so then you need a particular lekicha. Okay. So the question is according to the Rambam. What is the Rambam's lashon? What's the beginning? Where's the beginning of it? What's the beginning of Okay, where's all of them? So the mitzvah yells is what? Is la'agdan. Mitzvah namuchel la'egod alulav ahadas v'rav alasa shlash negurachas. So that's mitzvah min amufcha. Mitzvah min amufcha. Why is it a mitzvah min amufcha? Why is that better? So the Gemara says. That's the Gemara before. The Gemara says that we have a braisa that says, Tan Rabbanim, Lula Mitzvah L'Ogdo. That's on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Mitzvah L'Ogdo. The Imlo Ogdo is kosher. But if you didn't make it a good, it's also good. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a Rabbi Kilo Ogdo, am I kosher? So you have to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Loch of L'Ogdo, it's a different entity. The Aguda is a different Cheftza. It means to say that you take the three and you make it into a new entity, a completely different entity. According to, so the Gemara's question like this, what do you mean it's a mitzvah l'agdah? And if you didn't do it, it's kosher. It isn't, it can't have it both ways. I mean, Mamanashach. E Reb Yehuda, if he's able to log on my kosher, he doesn't have the chefza. The chefza is not three separate entities. The chefza is all three bound together in one entity. E Rabbanan, if it's according to the Chacham, that's not the chefza, my mitzvah covered. What kind of a mitzvah is this? To take the Torah says to take three minim, and these three, and you're taking and making it into another, a new entity. What right do you have to do that? What kind of a mitzvah is that? So the Gemara answers very briefly. But the Gemara says, La'olam Rabbanan, really you don't need an aguda. Mitzvah mishum zekeli vanveil. That's what the Gemara says. What does it mean zekeli vanveil? What? It's a hider mitzvah. So the plain shot in the Gemara is, why is it a hider mitzvah if I make an aguda over not an aguda? What's the advantage of an aguda over not an aguda? Why is it a hider mitzvah? So a plain, what makes it a hider? See, what makes it a hider? So the plain shot is, because if you have them loose, it lacks in hider. The fact that you're picking up three things and they're loose. But if you tie them together, so tying them together makes it into a superior entity of Lakicha. It's a superior entity of Lakicha. The pashtus the Hidur is in the Lakicha. It's a Hidur in Lakicha. Because to have a Lakicha of three separate things, it lacks in the hidur of the lakicha. But if they're tied together as one, so then there's a hidur in the lakicha. So pashtus would seem to be that's what the Gemara means, zekelim haveil. It's no lafan of the mitzvahs. Not that the aguda itself is a better chefza. I mean, why is it a better chefza? The Torah says these three minim, so what does aguda do? See, what does aguda do? Pashtus, it's saying, because it enhances the lakicha. Because it's even though in terms of the characteristics of the lakicha, nothing's going to change like Rabbeinu Tam explains. But nevertheless, the maisa lakicha is a maisa lakicha muderes. It's not, you're not taking three separate things. It's one entity. So what the Gemara is saying is, it's true that in terms of the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, there's no advantage. But in terms of the Hidur Mitzvah, there is an advantage. So if that's what Ram bases his halacha. Mitzvah min amufcha lego lula v'hodas v'arava v'lasa shloshna nagud achas. U'kashu not l'notzif ben v'arach t'chila al netilas lulav, ho v'kulon smuchen lo. So if you learn that way in the Rambam, so what does Ram say? It's not a Ram says, but if you took them separately, so it'd also be good. So the Ram fits in very nicely. Excuse me? Halacha Tess. Yeah, I understand. But let's do this. Let's do the more basic one. Okay. So then he says, Yavim lo ogdom and not lacha lechad is yatza. Vuhusha yuha boson mitzuyin etzla. So the Rambam learned, it would seem that's the way the Rambam learns. That the halacha of hidur mitzvah is halacha and hidur lakicha. So you can have a lakicha on the highest level, which is when they're tied together. But if you don't have it, if you don't have them tied together, so it lacks in lakicha. I mean the hidra of lakicha. So the Rambam says, even if you take them separately, it still is good. Even if you take them separately, it still is good. Yeah. So what about Rabbeinu Tam's question? How do you have two separate tzuras on mitzvahs? That's a Rabbeinu Tam's problem. What's that? Ram doesn't say mitzvah b'shem u'snai, because over here we're saying it's a mitzvah b'shem u'snai, even if you take them separately. Ram's not saying of him a special. This time it's 100% mitzvah. Doesn't matter which way you do it. So Rabbi Tam's problem is, where do you see you have a mitzvah that could be done either way? It's an optional tzura. An optional tzura is a mitzvah. How's that possible? Yeah. So what about Rabbi Tam's question? Why is that a question?
Because the second surah you have is not a surah in the Kifas Lulua.
Yeah, but there's the mitzvah is taking 4 minutes, right? So it means that the Torah didn't, what is the tzura for that mitzvah? One after the other is the basic tzura of mitzvah. So that's the basic tzura of mitzvah. So in the basic mitzvah, what is the tzura? Bezer chazah. That's what he's saying. So now how can you take them together?
What?
So how can you take them together?
Oh, he's saying that's a separate
thing. Not together. What? See that word? The Aguda. That's interesting in the Ram. The Ram doesn't have the case. The Rambam doesn't have the case. The Rambam says, "Vin lo agdon, vin not lo nechor echor is yatsa." Yeah, so the Rambam doesn't have a case where you take them all, but you don't have an aguda. Doesn't seem to have that case. Does he have an alafatas? But he doesn't exclude it. No, and alafatas, because she mishiak biya bo aminim elu, bain shiak biyon ka'achas, bain bozeh chazeh, bain bimin, bain bismol is yatsa. Yeah, but Rabbi Natan's question, I don't see how you get around Rabbi Natan's question. His question is, you have a mitzvah in the Torah. Did the Torah give a structure to the mitzvah or not? The Torah told you to make beer the 4 minutes. Did it tell you how to do it or not? If it told you to do it individually, that's the tzuras of mitzvah. You can't do it together now. That's not the tzuras of mitzvah. As a matter of fact, how could it be an arbitrary thing? I mean, that's Rabbi Natan's problem. The Zekeli Vaveo won't help you get over this problem. This problem you have to get over first, before Zekeli Vaveo. Good. Yeah, that's the Gemara though. The yamin and small, because the Gemara.
Is the mitzvah kilachas on yamin and small, or that it's aguda?
Well, which ram was ram?
It's halachas, the second. It's the middle of the halachas.
Yes, what's the question?
Well, mitzvah kilachas is shekbi aguda shoshosh yamin. Yamin and small is the mitzvah kilachas on.
Well, I mean, he's telling you the mitzvah called chasa, so he's telling you, so the superior way is with the aguda, because he said that before, that's the superior manner. Yeah, okay, but we have to deal with this basic problem first. The basic problem is, what is the tzuras mitzvah? Is there no tzuras mitzvah here? I mean, that's a very intense problem. That's the major question. How do we answer that? That's the basic question. And then you have the Ramban Shita, Ramban Shita Filo. Okay. Yeah. But it would seem like this. It would even enhance the Rabbeinu Tam's question. The Rabbeinu Tam's question could be expressed like this. That if you're going to tell me it's a mitzvah of kol echad ve'echad individually, so If that's the Torah of Mitzvah, so it comes out that the Torah formulated a Lekicha Tama. Because if that is the Torah of Mitzvah, so there's a Lekicha Tama called Min V'min. That's really what's bothering Rabbi Natan. In other words, there has to be a Torah of Mitzvah. Now, if the Mamanavshach, if the Torah of Mitzvah is independently Bezeh Hazeh, that's the way the Torah formulated, so then the Torah is formulating a Lekicha Tama on each one, because it's telling you each one, take each one individually. So each one has a particular... It has a particular maisa lakicha, which is exclusive to that min. So now, how could you possibly say that you can take all four together and you're going to do away with what the Torah required? And if the Torah says you should take them all together, so then they must be together in order to be considered a lakicha shel dalad minim. Then how can you take them individually? I mean, that's a Rabbeinu Tam's that's a Rabbeinu Tam's question, really. Rabbeinu Tam's question to be enhanced, mamonoshech. I mean, there has to be a source of mitzvah. But the Rambam seems to say, Rambam, Ramban, other Rishonim say it's arbitrary. So that's the question, really. How could it be arbitrary? How could you have either or? I think there's only one answer for the Rambam. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam's question is a very powerful question. If you're going to say it's four separate ones, so then the Torah formula, l'kicha tama for each one. You see. I think, you can't have it both ways. I think according to the Rambam, you have to say like this. The Rambam holds that the basic mitzvah midaraisa is really on each one. It's like be each one. Rabbi Natan's question, if that's the tzuras on mitzvah, so then you have a lakicha tama on each individual one? No. The Rambam holds it can't be considered a lakicha tama on each individual one because the nature of the lakicha is a lakicha shel dalad minim. Since in abstract, the lakicha is a lakicha shel dalad minim, you can't have a lakicha tama on each one. A lakicha tama on each one is a tarti de sasri to the conceptual framework of the mitzvah, which is lakicha shel dalad minim. You see, the fact that it's a lakicha shel dalad minim prevents you from maintaining that my maisa lakicha, it prevents the lakicha tama, the shame lakicha tama on each one in particular. You understand what I mean? The Rambam holds the question like this: what is the definition of lakicha tama? What are these guys outside? Oh. What's the definition of lakicha tama? Did they hit through the window? Yeah. Okay. What's the definition of lakicha tama?
It's
called out there. It's like in time of Chazal, he has outside the Mishmeresh. So, in other words, according to the Rambam, a lakicha tama is not simply a maisa lakicha, an individual act of lakicha, but it's a shame. It's a chale shame of lakicha tama. It's an abstract concept of a lakicha tama. So, the Rambam holds that you can't, that even though the tzuras hamitzvah is to take each one individually, but you cannot say that taking each one individually has a din of a lakicha tama on kol echad ve'echad. Because since the shame of the mitzvah is dalad minim, you can't have a shame lakicha tama on each one individually, even though that's the tzuras hamaisa. So according to the Rambam, the tzuras hamaisa is each one individually, but it can't be a shame lakicha tama on each one individually. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether you do it individually or whether you do it together. You see, Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold it. Rabbeinu Tam held that if you have a tzuras hamaisa, so it'll have a din lakicha tama in the tzuras hamaisa itself. The Rambam held that there's no concept of lakicha tama unless it's in the chalei shem and abstract of lakicha tama. So even though the Torah says you take it individually, but you can't say that's a shem lakicha tama on the individual maisa lakicha, because the nature of the mitzvah is lakicha shel dal minim. You understand what I'm saying? All right, is it clear? You understand what I'm saying? No, what I'm saying is like this. The machloek is seen in the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rishonim, the machloek is in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Whether or not you can be yotzei bozeh chazeh is totally in one thing. It's totally in if the Torah would say that the Torah sets up the mitzvah, has to be a tzura. Can't be no tzura. Rabbeinu Tam's right. Has to be a tzura. So what is the tzura mitzvah according to those other Rishonim? The tzura mitzvah is each one individually. So Rabbeinu Tam will say, if that's the case, each one individually, so now you see the Torah formulated already, a lekicha tama, an individual act of lekicha for each one. So now you can't do it together anymore, because now each one is not involved in a specialized ma'aseh lekicha. You see? Yeah. So the Rambam, the other Rishonim that disagree with Rabbeinu Tam would answer that really the Tzuras HaMaisa Midaraisa is each one individually. Ah, you'll tell me if that's the Tzuras HaMaisa, so then you're introducing Lekicha Tama, and then how could you do it together, because Lekicha Tama is going to be, you're not going to have Lekicha Tama, it'll be Makev. So the Rambam, those Rishonim would answer, the Rambam would answer, no, that's no problem, because even though the Torah introduced it individually in terms of the performance as individual, but you can't say there's a halachic concept of lekicha tama, because that would be a tarti de sasri to the concept of lekicha shel dal mina. In the conceptual sphere, you're going to have a contradiction. So there can't be a halacha of lekicha tama. So it's true that tzuras hamitzvah is each one individually, but it doesn't involve a din, a chalos din of a lekicha tama. So since it doesn't involve the lekicha tama, so even though you're doing an individual action, but it's not considered as if it's a specialized action in halacha for this min, because the whole mitzvah really is dalad minim, lekicha shel dalad minim. So he holds that the lekicha shel dalad minim is a tarti de sasri to the concept of lekicha tama, a specialized action with regard to each one. So even though the halacha midaraisa is each one, but you can't say that that's a tsuras lekicha tama, because it can't be a din of lekicha tama. So even though it's specialized in terms of your performance, but ideationally, conceptually, it's not specialized. Conceptually, it's lacking. So therefore, it's not lekicha tama. So therefore, when you do it together, won't be any problem. That's really what? There's no difference. There's no difference. Conceptually, there's no difference. Absolutely no difference. What? Oh, so now the Rambam introduces so now the question is, whether you do it, if you do it together, you do it individually, it's still not considered lekicha tama, it's still lekicha shdal minim, same thing, doesn't make any difference. Okay? Because it's the exact same maisa. It's the exact same maisa. But now the Rambam says, but it's no lefun of the mitzvos, so zekeli v'anveyu, so what does zekeli v'anveyu tell you? That there's a superior manner of doing lekicha. How? If it's tied in a bundle, you're not holding on to them individually, loosely, but they're wrapped together. So that's a superior type of lekicha. But that's superior in terms of isnala fun of the mitzvos. It's much nicer. It's much nicer, and instead of holding on to four things that are falling out of your hand, so if they're tied together, so in one entity, that's a superior lekicha in terms of the noi mitzvah. In terms of, what? It's not conceptual, it's not one entity. Conception is not one entity. That's right. That the Gemara makes clear, though, that according to Rav Yehuda, conceptually it's one entity, you have to make a lulav. And according to the Chacham and the way we hold, it's not conceptually one entity. That's right. The Gemara says, for instance, it depends if you add one. If you add one, right? Yeah. If you add one, is it? Right. So the Gemara says, make an afkamina between whether you hold like a Yehuda or whether you hold like the Chacham. So our agad that we have in our lulav is not the same agad as a Yehuda. He created a whole new entity. Ours is a form minim, but it's halacha v'snola fun of a mitzvahs. It's not a fun of a mitzvahs. What? It's an efficient method. It's a more beautified lekicha. It's a nicer lekicha. It's not a lekicha where you're simply you're holding on to three things that are going to fall out of your hand. I mean, here it's tied together. It's a different kind. It's a nicer, superior lekicha. It's a superior kind of lekicha. That's what the Gemara says. But that would answer the Rambam. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam was so strong in his position. I mean, that he held it's a mistake in the Shas. He could not accept that idea. He held, if that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah Midaraisa, then it's a lekicha tam lo chalach adlechad. You can't get out. That's my place. Many times around. What? Yeah, he doesn't have a problem because he holds the mitzvahs to take them together, and certainly with an aguda, if you tie them up, so that certainly is a superior matter. He agrees with the Rama. Everybody agrees on that. In other words, that's no problem. His maskana is taking them all together. You got them, but you don't need an aguda because we don't hold that you need a specialized, particularized lekicha for the dalad minim. That's what he said. That's what Rabbi Talmud is. Because he learns the halacha of lulav tzarach agad, ain tzarach agad, not only is a question of in the cheftza shel lulav, but it's going to have ramifications in terms of the maisa, in terms of the lekicha tama. That if you hold lulav tzarach agad, then you have a lekicha tama. If you hold lulav ain tzarach agad, you don't have a lekicha tama because the nature of the mitzvah is four. That's the Rabbi Talmud. Okay.
the fact that they're roots, so if you just did one at a time, would it be any hinder of like let's say you have three hundred tying up those, or would you lift them up? Is it hinder, or is it only when they're all? It's only on order. What's that? Yes.
Oh, okay. That you must have the Amina. That's impossible. That's impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. Matu Zase.
Wait.
On the bottom? So where's the Kikha Tama? Let's mention Kikha Tama. So you need Dal Mina. That's Ikra Lakikha. That's the Kikha Tama. That itself. No. No, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Any other problems?
No, I don't have a problem. I just want to make sure. I mean, it's the word Tommy. I mean, it's because the story is just kind of common.
Right.
But that's what allows you to have all sorts of things.
That's correct.
So you just said,
Right. That's right.
Then you
couldn't do it.
That's really what they're learning from
Tama. That's right. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Aaron is right. The concept of Kicha Tama will change because according to the Chacham, I mean, you can see the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Because actually you can go a little deeper into the Machlokes and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. That according to the, you see they both have the same problem. The problem is it's a Lekicha Tama. Okay, it's a Lekicha Tama. So according to the Chacham, and Tama means it's commensurate with the mitzvah. So it's a Lekicha Shel Dalad Minim, that's Tama. It's on the contrary.
What?
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
Okay, now we're going to put a Rebbe.
But they're right in the middle now.
Yeah. We always have trouble with this machine. Every year.
Things
never change.
Recording in air.
No, we always use this.
Does. Which means to say they have to have all of them available. Well, whatever that means. I mean, according to Benatam means gather it together. Right? Because otherwise it'll be, otherwise mine. So what's the problem? But that's a we said that's qualitative and quantitative. Didn't we say that? What's your question? Now what's your question? Today's question is how can you pick and choose?
Right?
So the answer is that there's two kinds of lekicha tama. That there's one lekicha tama which is a qualitative lekicha tama. That's a lekicha tama if it's not considered a ma'aseh lekicha shel dalaminim, either it is a ma'aseh lekicha shel dalaminim or it's not a ma'aseh lekicha shel dalaminim. There's no in between on that. So if you're going to tell me that, so that you have to keep the same throughout the whole yontif. But if you talk about the chaser, where it lacks in lekicha in terms of the gavra, so that kind of lekicha tama, that's subject to shear. I mean, that's the way we planned it, right? Okay. So that, but I'm saying you can get a better insight, really, into from this place, you can get a better insight into machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Like, what motivated Rabbi Yehuda to say that Luv Sar Chagat? I mean, you just can't pick up an idea from him, just make up your own idea. I mean, where did you get the idea that Luv Sar Chagat? But according to once you learn the Rabban Kam, learn the Taisus, you get some insight into what motivated Rabbi Yehuda to say that. Because there's a halacha of a lekachtam lachem, and Chazal darshan that lekachtam lachem is lekicha tama. So it means it can't be lacking in the lekicha. So what bothered Rabbi Yehuda is that how could you say that it's a lekicha of dalad minim when it's not individualized? There's no particular lekicha for each one of the minim, so it's intrinsically going to be lacking in lekicha tama. So how could the Torah use that expression, lekachtam lachem, implying a lekicha tama? You see? So therefore, Buddha says the only way you could say it is if there's an aguda. Because if you make it into an aguda, so now you have a maisa lekicha which is particular for the entity. So therefore, it must be when the Torah said you take the dalad minim, not to take them as separate. But you must take the three and tie them together and make an aguda, and then your ma'aseh lekicha will be specialized for the aguda be a min and then the esrog b'smol. So you have a special lekicha tama l'chol echad v'echad. You see, but the chachamim maintain that lekicha tama over here doesn't. There's no din like that of lekicha tama. That it must be special. Particularized for each min. But lekicha tama means that the act of lekicha should be commensurate with the mitzvah. It should be lekicha shel dalad minim. It's a different concept. So lekicha should be lekicha shel dalad minim. So therefore, if you have them in front of you, so it's a lekicha shel dalad minim. Each time you pick up one of the minim, it should be qualified as a lekicha shel dalad minim. That's the idea of the lekicha tama. It's machlokes what the concept of lekicha tama really is. But you really see what motivated Rabbi Yehuda to say Tzor Chagat because of the drush of lekicha tama. So no doubt the minig was that they had it ba'aguda because it's a kiyum of zakeh levi'aveil. But then the question, so the Masara was really, they always had a Baguda, but the question is, what is the idea of this Masara? Is it simply a Lacha, an extraneous Halacha of Zakeli Vanveu, or is it a Halacha intrinsic in the din of Lakicha Tama and Lord? So Rabbi Yehuda held it has to be a Lacha and Lakicha Tama. That's the Machlekes, yes. Yeah, I understand the Gzeirah Shavah, but it's more than just Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah, they also have Gzeirah Shavahs. Everybody has Gzeirah Shavahs. I know they don't like Gzeirah Shavah, but I'm just telling you it's more than just Gzeirah Shavah. It's a conceptual, it's not just a question of learning Gzeirah Shavah. I mean, if it doesn't make any sense, you don't learn the Gzeirah Shavah. I mean, there's a concept behind the Gzeirah Shavah. It's not just the Gzeirah Shavah. But that's the concept. That's the idea. That's the concept. Yeah. Okay. Even though you have a Gzeirah Shavah, even though you have a Masorah on a Gzeirah Shavah, it doesn't make any sense. Can you use it? Okay. All right. So anyways. So where are we, what do you mean? Yeah, no, but he had Gzeirah Shavah, why does he accept Gzeirah Shavah and they didn't? That's not such a simple thing. If there were the Masorah of Gzeirah Shavah, it's true he has Gzeirah Shavah, there's no question about it, but the essential idea is the concept behind Gzeirah Shavah, not just the matter of Gzeirah Shavah, I understand.
Rabbi?
Hold on. I don't assume.
I have the same result.
Rabbi, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, due to no fault of our own, we have absolutely no idea what's going on. So I wondered if you could just fill us in before you go on. We know it might be an inconvenience, but
we'll send you the tape.
We're asking Yechila before we start.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Maybe tomorrow I'll go over it. I can't do it now. We'll take a different area. But yeah, but what was the question, Gzeirah Shavah? Are you basically questioning because a person that can't dash in Gzeirah Shavah and can't keep him a rabbi? Is that what you said, Dashing? So I'm just telling you, it's a whole difficult area. No, but I'm saying that that's the question of whether you darshan lakicha lakicha or whether you don't darshan lakicha lakicha. If you hold that it's going to be a contradiction with the concept of lakicha tama, so you have to darshan the gzeirah shavah lakicha lakicha. If you don't, you don't. I mean, that's what, in other words, the question of whether you darshan lakicha lakicha is a question of how you understand lakicha tama. Why did one darshan lakicha lakicha, the other one didn't darshan lakicha lakicha? The answer is because if you hold that it's a tarted asasi, you can't learn that you require lakicha tama, so therefore you need a darshan lakicha lakicha. That's totally in lakicha tama. That's what I'm saying. It's not a question of, Rabbi Yehuda held result of the concept of lakicha tama. You see, and that's what Ben Tam basically says. Mashmalayd lahava tama limke nogdo. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, the darsh lakicha, mashmalayd lahava tama limke nogdo. So that's why darsh is lakicha lakicha, because he held it wouldn't be tama unless you have an aguda. Why? Because the concept of lakicha tama demands that you have a specialized action for the whole thing. Okay. Let's take another area because the guys, they're not into the, I basically think we finished it, right? Oh, yes. So what, the only thing that's a little bit difficult is, according to the Rambam, the difficulty is, I mean, you have to understand, the reason why you need the Gzera Shava is because without, you can't just say, because it's not Lekicha Tama, and just make up a new Tzuras HaMitzvah. You have to have some kind of a base. There must be a reference in the Torah to it someplace. So the reference is from Lekicha Lekicha. What? What? You see that there's a type of lekicha with an aguda. I mean, you have to, you can't just come and say, because it's not lekicha Thomas, I'll say you have to tie it together. I mean, you have to have some basis in the Torah to say it. So the basis is exertion. Okay. Now, the only question. That's correct. But what bothered him was lekicha Thomas. That's what many times says. But the problem was lekicha Thomas. Okay. Otherwise, it'd just be a sep machlekes. What does that have to do with Lekicha Tama? But that's the whole Rabbeinu Tam over here. He says, Rabbi Yehuda darsh Lekicha Mashma Led Lohava Tama Limkein Ogdo. So that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. If it wouldn't do Aguda, it would lack in Lekicha Tama. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that that's the underlying concept is Lekicha Tama. Not a question. If it's just a question of an Aguda, not Aguda, whether you darsh in Lekicha, so that has nothing to do with Lekicha Tama whatsoever. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. That the whole question of whether you make an aguda or not, whether you dash in lekicha, is not a question of whether you have the gzera shava simply of aguda zezov. Whether you need a bunch or whether you need separate entities. The question revolves around lekicha tama. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you need lekicha tama, it wouldn't be good, it wouldn't suffice to be able to take all the minim separately. So therefore, it darshins the zereshava of lekicha lekicha. I mean, you have to have a source. You can't just do without a source. So he says that's the source. The source is lekicha lekicha. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam really opens up the whole machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Okay. Just a second. So according to, Then lo agdon, the notlon echad echad yatsa. Okay, that's Rambam. V'hu sheyiyu arboson mitzuyin etzlo, Rambam says. Sheyiyu arboson mitzuyin etzlo. So what kind of a condition is this, that mitzuyin etzlo? I mean, that's a funny thing. I mean, the Torah says that... the source is the Rambam Perek Zayin and Halacha Vav. We're just going to take this one little bit, then we'll take something else. Okay. Because you can't stop over here. Just one more thing. So what does Rambam say? The Rambam says that v'hu sheyiyu arboson mitzuyin etzlo. I mean, that's a funny kind of a thing, midaraisa. In a mitzvah midaraisa, now you're telling me that it's totally in conditions. And where do you see a mitzvah midaraisa that's totally in conditions? You have to take all four. So, you take all four. So what's the difference of you can tell me now the condition I don't have the other three? So what? And where do you see a look like that midaraisa? I mean, there are a bunch of you find things like that. Midaraisa, you don't find things like that. No doubt, this is what bothered Rabbeinu Tam also. Rabbeinu Tam held that whole kind of a structure is not possible. The whole structure of Bezer Chazer is not possible. And then these qualifications that they're Metsuyin Eslo, not Metsuyin Eslo. That doesn't sound like the Raisa. It sounds like a Drabbanan. Zera, maybe you won't find the other ones. But how could it be Midaraisa that Metsuyin Eslo is an entity? That's a strange thing. And Rabbeinu Tam, no doubt, he rejected the whole concept because the whole thing just doesn't fit in. There's not Tzuras HaMitzvah, the conditions aren't good. But the Rambam held that this could be a Lacha Midaraisa. So the question is, how does it work Midaraisa? That's what we have to explain. Yeah. Who should you have bought some between us? What kind of a deraisa is that? Avalim lo hayolo, elo min echad, o shechosu min echad, lo yito la cheyim tzahashar. Lo yitol hashiyim tzahashar. Ram holds you're not allowed to be notel even. Not allowed to. Apparently he held that it'll be like we have a baltaisif. Lo sasifu. We have a lo sasifu. Because you're being also, you're creating a mitzvah. Machadash, you'll be able to be machadash a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah like that. You're taking one min. You're making up a new mitzvah. And what? No, it wouldn't be lo sigur. Lo sigur is a hard one. It's a different one. Lo sigur is a hard one to work out. But anyway. No, you're being mechadish dover. You're being mechadish dover. Be chidish dover. whether Chiddush Dover comes under technically under Los Hasifa or not, but there's definitely a Nisr of Chiddush Dover. So the Ram says that if you don't have all four, you only have one, Lo Yito. You're not allowed to take it. Achi Yim Sashar, it's an Isser to take it. What's the Isser? The Isser is Los Hasifa. Chiddush Dover, be Machadish Dover. Okay. Yeah. So, what? Yeah, you're just picking up one. Yeah, but it's a funny kind of a thing that a rice and a tzui and a tzlo is a very, it's a circumstantial phenomenon. Where do you see that the circumstance met a rice? It's a very funny halacha met a rice. You never see halacha like a met a rice. What do you mean a tzui and a tzlo? I mean, what? So they're available to him. What a gift available, not available. Is it source of mitzvah? Take four, and then you start off with one, and what's the difference between matzah and not matzah? It's a funny kind of a thing. You have to admit it's a strange kind of a formula. Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you referring to mitzvahs to take an entity of four?
Yes.
And the tzui and the etzlo is mitzvahs, the four meaning, and that's the difference between the four meaning, the godly, the fact that they're by the person.
That's a very hard thing to say. Where do you see such thing with a raisa? You can't just, you know, there has to be a pasuk for that. Something. I mean, you can't just say in your own svara an idea like that. There's no raya for such a thing. You see, Rabbeinu Tam rejected the whole concept and he said, you have to do them all for us and there can't be such a thing. So the Rambam's going on very shaky grounds without a pasuk, without a thing, just to create a new idea and say that because they're available now, there's a tziruf. I mean, how do you do? It's taking liberties. I mean, where do you find such thing? You need a source, Mr. Rice. You can't just say it's Mistava like that. You know what I mean? You can't make up your own, your own conditions, your own framework. It's a very, you just can't do it, Mr. Rice. Where does the Torah say that? Where does the Torah say that this is a Mitzarif? Mention anywhere in the Torah, this is a Mitzarif, Mitzvah, so it doesn't say anywhere. I mean, you see, Rabbeinu Tam rejects the whole thing. He holds you must take all four. There's nowhere in Shas even that it says that this is such a thing. So how could you do that? It's a nice idea, but you can't make up your own ideas. And you see, Reb Yudah held Tzara Chagat. He needed Gzera Shava, like I was saying. You can't just do it by yourself. Even though he thought it's Chasal Kicha Tama, but without Gzera Shava, you can't do it. So how could you come along and create a Halacha of Mitzvah? Yeah, but I think the answer is like this. If you're going to answer the Rambam, there's only one approach. I don't know if you have to accept the answer, but at least I think it's an approach. And it's something we mentioned yesterday. And that is, the halach is, Taisfis says that with regard to Yom Tov Rishon, it has to be yours. It must be yours. Okay? But nevertheless, the Chacham came along on the second day, and what did they say? That the Lacham is not important. You don't need the Lacham. So Taisfa's question is, how could they pick and choose certain things they kept, certain things they didn't keep? Lacham, they decided that can go. We don't need that. I mean, but Lacham is an intrinsic component of the mitzvah saseh of Netilas Lulav. Mishel Lacham, it's not yours. There's no mitzvah. So Taisvis answers, he says they kept the Ikar HaMitzvah. What do you mean the Ikar? So the question we raise is, what is the Ikar HaMitzvah? What's the Ikar and what's the Tuffel? So we said like this. We said that if you're going to say you need it, you have to own it. That's an Ikar. But we said like this, that ownership over here is not Halach and Bailas, like a person's Magdish something. So it has to be his. That's Halach and Bailas. That's a halacha min ha'raisa. It's an intrinsic halacha. But over here, the halacha of ownership is not a halacha in dinei mamonos. You have to own the lulav. The halacha is that if, I'll put it in the negative, if you didn't own it and you just took it be a dayim, it would lack in the lakicha. The lakicha of the gavra would be lacking. There's two dinim in lakicha. There's a lakicha in terms of the Chefza in terms of the Maisa Lakicha, and then there's a Lakicha in the framework of the Gavra. If he doesn't own it, if it's under somebody else's ownership, it lacks in the Lakicha of the Gavra. If it's not his, it lacks in the Arachayim din of Lakicha. It's not a halach in Choshen Mishpah, it's a halach in Arachayim. So the din of Lachem is a halach in Arachayim. If it's not yours, it lacks in the Gavra's Lakicha. So there's two halachas in Lakicha Tama. One halacha in Lakicha Tama is in the framework of the Chefza. The other one is the Lakicha, the Gavra must be Lokeach. And if it's not his, it lacks in his Maisa Lakicha. That's what the Rambam's saying. That if it's available, if it's mitzuyin, if it's not mitzuyin etzlo, so the reason why the first one is no good is because it lacks in the lakicha of the gavra. You see? Because it's a lakicha shel dalad minim. And since the other three are einim mitzuyin, so the gavra's maisel, the gavra's lakicha from the standpoint of the gavra, not from the standpoint of the chefza. From the standpoint of the chefza would be absurd. That the Ram would agree with Abayna Tam. If the halacha isn't from the, if you look, view it strictly from the framework of the chefza, and the Torah says you have to take these four chefzos, these four objects. So you're going to tell me they have to be mitzuyin? So where do you find such conditions? You know, you're making it, you're saying it's tziruf, the chefzos are mitzurufin, through the fact that they're mitzuyin, that creates a new tziruf, or the fact that he owns them all creates a new tziruf. You have to have psukim for such things. And there isn't even a gemara like that. So how could the Rambam say such a thing? But the answer is, if you're speaking from the standpoint of the Chefza, then you'd be right. Rabbi Natan would be 100% right. You can't possibly introduce new ideas of Tziruf, where the Torah doesn't mention such things. But the Rambam is speaking from the standpoint of the Gavra. And the Rambam is saying that you see that it must be Mishalochem, because otherwise it lacks in the Gavra's Lakicha. Not in terms of how he's toe-faced the chefza, but the act of lakachtem lochem is the gavr has to be lakeach. He lacks in terms of his lakicha. The gavr is lakicha. So the Rambam says that's the same halacha benageya to the dalad minim of mitzuyin etzlo, not mitzuyin etzlo. That if it's not mitzuyin etzlo, so the lakicha of the gavr on the first one is lacking in terms of the gavra being a lokeach of dalad minim, of the lakicha of dalad minim in the framework of the gavra. Because since they're not mitzuyin etzlo, so vis-a-vis the gavra, they're not real. So if vis-a-vis the gavra, they're not real, so then it lacks in the gavra's lakicha, from the standpoint of the gavra. That's the way you have to understand it. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Rambam, that's Machlokes Rambam Beit Tam. According to the Rambam, this concept of Mitzuyin Etzlo would be impossible, Midaraisa. We would agree with Beit Tam, be impossible. You can't create such things, Midaraisa. It would be impossible if there were no underlying concept of a Lekachtem Lochem, that is another din of Lekicha. A din of lakicha from the framework of the gavra. So from the framework of the gavra, every time he does a maisa lakicha on a min, it must be a lakicha shel dalad minim for the gavra. So that's what the Rambam says. But if the gavra can't do it, so you can't say that's a maisa lakicha of the gavra. The gavra, you can't say now he's engaged in a maisa lakicha shel dalad minim on one of the minim when the other minim vis-a-vis the gavra are non-reality. The gavra is lacking in lakicha. See, that's what the Rambam says. What? No. That's a good question, but it would seem that's what Thais is saying. That you can't say the first day. Why? Because that's a qualitative idea. In other words, either it is a lakicha shel dalad minim, or else it's not. So that you can't say, in other words, it's true that, you see, insofar as ownership is concerned, so you could break it down into, it's subject to variation of degree. You could say it's lakicha, but it lacks in terms of the gavra. You see? But over here, what we're saying is it's not a lakicha shel dalad minim. That's a qualitative thing. That, you know, it's two things. Since, here we're saying the gavra's lakicha can't be considered a lakicha shel dalad minim if the other ones are not available to him. So that's a qualitative idea. Either it is a lakicha of dalad minim or it's not a lakicha of dalad minim. But if you're talking about how much the gavra is involved, so I'll say he's not involved 100% because it's not really his. So he's involved 50%. He still did lakicha. You see? So that you could break up into two components. That's the answer, that's what Taisus answers. That's the difference between Iker HaMitzvah and Tafel. And the Raisa, there really is no such thing as Iker and Tafel. But over here, the way the mitzvah was given for us to understand, so when we understand the mitzvah, we see that there are different aspects to the mitzvah. There's a quantitative aspect and there's a qualitative. And even in the Lakicha of the Gavra, it breaks down into one case, since the gavra needs lakicha, it can't be defined as a lakicha shel dalad minim if the other ones aren't real vis-a-vis him. It's not defined as a, because you must have the gavra must be involved in lakicha shel dalad minim. Since it's not real, it's not considered a lakicha shel dalad minim. So now you can't change that in the second day. Because on the second day, you're going to say it's a different kind of lakicha. You're changing qualitatively the shem, the concept of the lakicha. But you can change if it's a modification. If the Torah says that you have to do this ma'aseh lakicha, but it's not fully accomplished unless it's yours. So then we say, okay, so it's not fully accomplished, but it's still a ma'aseh lakicha. That's really what Taisus says. That's Taisus' answer on Daf Chavtes and Mabez. And how you could break up the Yom Rishon and the Yom Sheni. And why chaser? And that's what we explained yesterday, that chaser is the same idea. Why is chaser not a lakicha tama? And from the standpoint of the cheftza, you can't say chaser is not a lakicha tama. That's like begging the question. Because the question is a chaser good? The first question, is it good or is it no good? If you're going to tell me it's good, so I took a lakicha tama. You tell me it's no good, I don't need the psul lakicha tama, it's no good. So how could chaser enter into the question of lakicha tama? So that's what we explained, that it's not lakicha tama, it's not a lack of lakicha tama, and from the standpoint of the chafza. Standpoint of the chafza, we find. But it lacks lakicha tama from the standpoint of the gavra, because the gavra is supposed to be involved in lakichas esrog, and he took a chaser. So it lacks in the gavra's lakicha. That's a different kind of a lack. That's where it lacks, that's where it's lacking in lakicha tama. So the concept of lakicha tama has to be construed under two separate frameworks. A framework in terms of the cheftza, like when you take the aguda biyodo, so that's lakicha tama in terms of the maisa lakicha, and lakicha tama that the gavra fully went and did the mitzvah. So that's why chaser is considered it lacks in lakicha tama, not because of the cheftza. It lacks because the gavra wasn't lokeach he took a chaser. So he, as a lokeach, as a gavra lokeach, was lacking. So there is lacking lakicha tama. That's the difference. So that's why Taisus says that you can have the yom tov sheni, because it's true the gavra is lacking, but the gavra, when the gavra is lacking, it's just a quantitative idea. So that I could say the second day, the quantity, the chacham didn't insist on the quantity. But where it's a qualitative idea, even if it stems from the gavra, but it's a qualitative idea. Now you're saying because the gavra has to be involved in lakicha tama, it can't be considered a ma'aseh lakicha dalad minim on the first one if the other ones vis-a-vis the gavra are unreal. So if that's the case, it lacks. So now you're telling me that this can't be defined as a lakicha shel dalad minim. Then you can't say the second day. You can't say the first day it is defined as lakicha shel dalad minim, and the second day, the first day is not defined as lakicha shel dalad minim, the second day it is defined as lakicha shel dalad minim. That's not possible. That you can't do. Okay. Because that's a qualitative idea. That's the Taisus. All right? Okay. I think that explains the Rama. That explains the Rama. That's the machlekes, the Rama Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting that you have machlekes like that, and machlekes like that with regard to an Aryan Shas, which, There's no support. I mean, you know, just the Rambam is really just on his own, based on his own svara. Although, I mean, there is that Gemara that the Rabbeinu Tam corrected. Yes, what's wrong? Yeah. Okay, interesting. Okay, all right. Let's take the Rambam. What's Rambam Shita? Yeah, the Ramban seems to learn. Yeah, where's the Ramban in the Ran? Daf. Yitzayin in the run. Okay. I said the Ramban is really easier. See, the Ramban is really easier. The Ramban is easier because Ramban doesn't have this qualification of Mitzuyin, it's Lo Midaraisa. What kind of a qualification is that? Midaraisa. See, Ramban avoided that. Ramban apparently didn't like that idea of the Mitzuyin. That's a real, I mean, that's really a stretch. I mean, the Rambam is really going on his own with the concept of the Lakich of the Gavra. The Ramban apparently did not hold that way. I mean, of course, the Rambam could say that that's a Lo Shabbat Gemara Menachot. But anyways, I'm not going to go into the Gemaras, but in Svara. In Svara, the Rambam is really a conceptual leap. I mean, he's saying that the Mitzuyin determines the Lakich of the, defines the Lakich of the Gavra. Ramban apparently didn't want to, he apparently agreed. You see, it's like this. The Rabbeinu Tam Rambana are two opposite sides, of the system. Okay, but in a sense, they're closer together than the Rambam, because they both don't want to make use of the Metzareif of Mitzuyin Etzlo. You see? And that's one thing they have in common. That the Rambam stands alone on. Kol shen not, I don't know what the Ram means, Mitzuyin Etzlo. Ram doesn't really say Mitzuyin Etzlo, that he has to own them. But anyways, okay. It has to be a reality then. Ram Ava Pishloi, Vishuso Biyachat, Kol shen not on Kulam Yotza. Vichyamin Dein Loma Akvin, Hain Loma Shakol shen not Las Kuma Filu Be'echamim La Yotza. Ava Kol shen Boli Yodo, Afilu Bezech Hazay Yotza. Vaf Pekin A Royal of Archalu, Vimkin Avi Yadeh Bebiro, Shevoli Liyada Kula. Shaf Pishim Bevorchen El Alaluv. I feel the Hochi Kivan, I mean, Shem lo yavo kulun liyado, lo yotzo, Shem lo yavo liyado. Vavale brachal of Atala. Vavale brachal of Atala. Okay, so he's just concerned. That's a separate concern. It's an interesting Ram. That's an interesting area. But anyways, the bracha. But let's forget about the bracha meantime. So what did he say? So the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, how does Ramban learn? So Ramban learns very simply. That their ma'akvin says, how if you don't take all of them? Which means to say that they're not, in other words, they're not four separate mitzvahs. They're not four separate mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah. But the ma'isin atilah, but they're four separate mitzvahs, and there's no halacha. In other words, so what is Ramban saying? So Ramban learns, yeah. Right. Ramban, see, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam have one thing in common. They both learn the sugya from the standpoint of the Chefza. That's how they learn. From the standpoint of the Chefza, either you gotta go with Rabbeinu Tam, or you have to go, if you say it's Halacha and the Chefza, you have to go either Rabbeinu Tam or with Ramban. Even though they're two opposites. They're very far removed. Okay? But nevertheless, logically, they're on the same plane. Because logically, they're looking at it from the standpoint of the Chefza. So either you're gonna tell me, if you look at it strictly from the Chefza, either you have to take all four together, that's the mitzvah, or else, there's no requirement of all four together, but you could take them bezeh chazeh. And in that he holds like the Rambam. That bezeh chazeh, even though that's a tzuras ha-mitzvah of bezeh chazeh, we don't say it's a lakichot tamal kol echod v'echod, since all of them are one, all of them comprise one mitzvah. So if it's all one mitzvah, so it's not considered a lakichot tamal. So then you can't say that the mitzvah has two tzuras. A tzuras ha-mitzvah of bezeh chazeh, and a tzuras ha-mitzvah of biyachat. That you can't say. That's Rabbeinu Tam's problem. So they both answer Rabbeinu Tam's problem in the same way. The Ramban and the Rambam. But on the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban are both in the same plane since they learned that it's halacha in the Chefza. If it's halacha strictly in the Chefza, so then either you tell me you gotta do it together, or else, bezeh chazeh. And if it's bezeh chazeh, there's no restriction. What's the difference if he has them all in front or he doesn't have them all in front? That's the Torah says, you take them bezeh chazeh. But you can't come along and introduce an artificial mitzarif, a mitzarif of mitzuyin eslam, right? So you can't do that. There's no way to do that. That the Ramban agreed with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban was the only one that held that mitzuyin eslam, you can introduce the idea of mitzuyin eslam because of the halacha of lekicha of the gavra. Without the concept of lekicha of the gavra, it's not possible to do. But the Ramban didn't go along with him on that. That's the Shittas Ramban. So the Shittas Ramban is really closer to Rabbeinu Tam in that sense, even though he's diametrically opposed insofar as the nature of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because the Rabbeinu Tam holds you must take them simultaneously, and he holds Bezech HaZeh even if you don't own any of them. You just own the one that you do it. You don't own any of the other ones. So in halacha is diametrically opposed, but conceptually is on the same plane as Rabbeinu Tam, really, on that score. But on the other score, with regard to the Rabbeinu Tam's major problem of the two tzuras hamitzvahs, the way we're explaining to Rabbeinu Tam, that he agrees with the Rambam that's no problem. Why? Because even though the tzuras hamitzvahs kol echad b'fnei atzmo, but that doesn't create a halacha of lekicha tama or kol echad v'echad, because the nature of the mitzvah is our boson, so it can't bring into play a conceptual lekicha tama. So therefore, even though in practice and in performance it's lekicha tama, but it doesn't register halachically. It's never lekicha tama because you're always missing the other three. That he agrees with the Rambam, and he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ramban is really like an in between. Even though diametrically he's opposed to halacha, but basically agrees with the Rambam, with Rabbeinu Tam, that it's halacha nechefsa. Halacha nechefsa, so you can't introduce the mitzaref of yeshnon, what's lashon Rambam? Mitzuyin esla. Can't introduce mitzuyin esla. Right. Okay. But now you have another interesting thing. I just saw that Agav Rocha, he says, the Afal Pikein. He says, so he seems to paskin, the Ran seems to hold like the Ramban. That you don't have to be concerned about the Mitzuyin Eslo. He did not like Rabbeinu Tam and not like the Ramban. But he goes exactly like the Ramban. And he says, but nevertheless, he says, even though he holds a Ramban, Ein roi levarech al aluluv, alim ken yodea bevirur, sheyavo liyado kulon. You shouldn't make the bracha on the luluv, unless you know for sure that you're going to get all of them. Why? She'afa pishein mevarchin ela al haluluv. Interesting. Even though you're not mevarach, you only mevarach on the lulav. Afilu hachi kivan darmini shim lo yavo kum liyado lo yotza shema lo yavo liyado v'havale bracha. What does it care if you make a bracha on the lulav alone? What is she'afa pishim mevarachin ela al lulav? By the way, the Gemara says, why are you mevarach only on the lulav? So the Gemara raises the question. Why don't you make the bracha on the dalaminim? It's a big question, really. Shaker the Shana Mesovizivano should be like the nature, like the mitzvah. Like nature of the mitzvah. Mitzvah is the likach dalad minim. That's what it should be. Where do you find that you mishana the bracha from the actual mitzvah? The mitzvah itself, how would you formulate the mitzvah? Is lethal dalad minim. As Ram has it. And because I said what? No, Lulav Mikvah. Where's Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah? Says Rambam. What is Seneca says? Lito Lulav Mikvah. Oh, the chul. Where is that? Where is that?
That's Zion
K. The chul nikron mitzvah slulav. All right. So the Rambam has a whole different approach. I mean, that's a big. How's Rambam having the sefer mitzvahs? You have some mitzvahs. Right. Well, you have the mitzvah in the beginning. Well, that's very abbreviated. But the sefer mitzvah should be. Is the place to look for it. The Sefer Mitzvahs.
Sound test.
Arba minim in alachay arba minim elu mitzvah achasein. Makvin zeh zeh. The kulam nikroim mitzvahs lulav. The Ram decided that's what he called it. So you get rid of the problem. He called lulav. So you say I don't know what this lulav. What easy way out? The kulam nikroim mitzvahs lulav.
Which one is it?
What? Kuf Samach Tes. What is that? Where is it again? Yeah, but I would go to Mughalam. Yeah, but that's the Rambam is just not comprehensible. No, because it's really to take 4 minim. What?
You want Sefer Mitzvah?
And now they found Sefer Mitzvah. He also says Lulav there, right?
Only Lulav.
Only Lulav. What? Do you have the Rambam in the Shirashim? The Rambam in the Shirashim. He said, what is it? Kapach says something? Kuf Samach Tes. Lito Lulav. Vilasmach Bolif Ne Hashem Shivas Yom. He says, take a Lulav. It's a funny, what do you mean take a lulav? It's a take dalab minim. What kind of a...
In the minyan mitzvahs, he has, what do you call it?
Yeah, right.
In the minyan mitzvahs, he says like this. He says, he says, li to a lulav, shenei ma'al, kachtem lachem, v'yom ha'rishon, priyei tzadar, kapos t'marim.
Who is that?
It's the minyan mitzvahs.
Which Shoresh is just a second? Shoresh Hashmi. Shoresh. We're in the one of the Shirashim where he talks about the here.
What is it?
See, Asharash Acharasa.
The 11th Shirashim.
Where he says, Pa'amim yiyu atzivu ya'echot shehu mitzvah achas v'yeshlem chalokim rabim kimo mitzvah slulav shehu abo aminim hine lo nemar ki priyei tzadam mitzvah v'nei atzma v'ana fei tzovos mitzvah v'nei atzma v'avei nocha mitzvah atzma v'she elu kulom chelke ha-mitzvah ki hu tzivu l'kavtzom v'acharei kovtzom tiyah ha-mitzvah l'kichas ha-kol b'yad b'yom yadua. Okay. But again, it's an interesting thing. He says mitzvah. He calls it mitzvah lulav. Shua bo minim. So he says it's a bo minim, but it's called mitzvah lulav. It's a strange thing. The Rambam apparently was very bothered with the problem. How you can make a bracha of al mitzvah such as al mitzvah al nitzis lulav. What do you mean al nitzis lulav? It's al nitzis dalav minim. It's a big problem. The Gemara asked the question too. But the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, "Amalei Reb Yimel Reb Zrika Daf Lamed Zayin Beis. My Tam Lo Mevarchinen Elo Al Netilas Lulav." So the Gemara says, "Ho V'Gavoa Mikulan." What's that? It says what?
The
Dalid or the Dalid Minim Shebelov. Right. Dalid Minim Shebelov. Yeah, okay, but the problem is more basic. Why is it called that way? So Rashi says, Hova Gvomikulan Choshevu V'nikra agad al shmo. V'nikra agad al shmo. So Rashi apparently holds that if it's in an aguda, so then the aguda is the kras al shem halulav. Because it's one thing, so when you say lulav, you really mean all the other ones that are with it. Of course, the question is what happens with the esrog. But anyways, but I guess because he holds, because once you have rov, you know, as they say, but according to Rashi, it would seem that if you do it separately, according to Rashi, you'd make a bracha called achas v'yachas. That would seem clear from Rashi, because it says it's only because it's an aguda, is the kras al shmo. But because it's chashavu, v'nikra agad al shmo. So, yeah. And the esra goes there, follows after the egget. See the Gemara, yes. Right. The Gemara says, lulav b'min v'esrog b'shmo. My tama, why do you reverse it? Hani klasa mitzvah, hani chodah mitzvah. So it's rov. So you go by rov. So rov is in the right hand. So the Gemara says, v'ligbei l'esrog v'livruch. So let him raise the esrog up and make a bracha on the esrog. Amalei ho b'mino gvam mikulon. So it's bigger than all of them. So therefore, it's nekras al shmo. It's nekras al shmo. But it would seem, according to Rashi at least, that's only if it's together. In other words, when you're making al netilas lulav, so you're making a bracha on the all four. But since the lulav is the most chashiv of all of them, so it's all nigrar after the, so you don't have to mention the other ones. But if you'd say, al natilas dalad minim, be also good. Or, say al natilas dalad minim, be fine. Or if you did it separately, you'd make a bracha al kol echad echad. But the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way. The Rambam holds it, you see, the Rambam holds clearly not like that, because he says that, what's the Lashon Rambam? What? Yeah, but that's something else. No, that's in how you do it. No, that's not why. Yep. So according to Rashi, it's a practical thing because this is more chashuv. So you mentioned the chashuv one. But the Ran, you see, doesn't lie that way because the Ran is saying even if you would break it up, you still would make al mitzvah slov. It's a difficult, and the Rambam no doubt holds like that. She'af api she'in mevorchen el al halulov, afilu hachi. Now, why does that make it better? He says, elim ken yedei abivir she'evoli yadol kulon. She'af api she'in mevorchen el al halulov. So what? The what? Right. That's right. And what kind of happening is that? That afpish even they only make a bracha on afpish in mavorchan el al lulav. So therefore you think that what? That if you have the lulav, he says, afilo hachi kivin armina shim lo yavo kum li yada lo yotza shim lo yavo li yada val le bracha vatola. I mean, it's like it's a no necessity to explain this. But that's, you're right, that's what he means. Alpha Shem Bahan Lulav. So you'll think that what, that he has a lulav? What? So if he made the bracha, it's not going to be a bracha vatala. Why? Fill off and I keep in the minishim lo yavo kum li yado lo yotza Shem lo yavo li yado vada bracha vatala.
Real problem is shipping, maybe you can rely that you'll, on the fact that you'll find them. and make the bracha. That's the real chav. I mean, what's the chav? I mean, of bracha and luluf.
What's that mean, bracha and luluf? It's a strange habit. You know, what's the habit of the Baruch Hu? So what? But if you don't have all four, you're not Yotzei. It's Ma'akvin Zezeh. It's Ma'akvin Zezeh. So you're not Yotzei. So it'd definitely be Baruch Hu Atola. What's that?
They still say we're supposed to write it, but
that's right, that makes sense. That's right. That's right. That makes sense. That's how Rashi's learning. It's a poter. Since the lulav is gevul mikulan, so it poters. So you only have to mention the lulav, and the other ones are dragged along with the lulav, so to speak. So you mention lulav, it means all of them. But if you take them separately, you'll have to make a bracha al kalachas vachas. That's the Rav says. So that's clear. That makes sense. But the Ran isn't saying that. The Ran definitely is all the way. She'al pishem bracha lulav, and the Rambam seems to say, according to the Rambam, also not, because the Rambam says, "V'kulam nekroyim mitzvahs lulav." Even if you're taking all four separately, that's what he says. That's machlokes Rambam the Rebbe, machlokes Shon. So the question is, I mean, what's how do you understand the Rambam? That a person will take according to the Rambam, if a person will take the Arava first, let's say, and he'll make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, he'll be Yotze. Because it's a component of the, it's not a locha that you make a bracha on the Lulav and it paters the other ones. But Kulam Nikrayim Lulav. So it means, if Kulam Nikrayim Lulav, so it means to say that the Arava has a shame Lulav just like the Lulav does. Has nothing to do with the fact that they're v'kulam nekroyim mitzvahs lulav. Kulam. Abba minim el v'kulam, and all of them are called mitzvahs lulav. So according to the Rambam, you can take an arava and make a alon tefilas lulav. Because it's all called lulav. So what kind of an idea? I mean, what's the idea? Why would you say such a thing? I mean, the simple thing to say is just like the Rav, that they're all separate entities. So, but if you make a, that's what Rashi says, that if you make the bracha, since the lulav is gevul mikulan, so they're all dragged along with the lulav. You say the lulav, it's the biggest one, so it means all of them. It poters all of the other ones, a poter. But according to Rambam, it's not a poter, it's an essential definition. And the Ran is also difficult because it says, well, what's good to Apishim Baruch Nala Lulav? So what?
Maybe his sub, I mean, is that you'll wait till you get the last one and then you'll say the Baruch on that thing.
The what?
In other words, he's saying that, in other words, if without the Halacha Shem Baruch Nala Lulav, you just wait till you get the last one and say the Baruch right there. That's why he throws in the
Ran has a different shita. The Ran shita is very strange. Why? Because according to Rashi, when they're together, so the term lulav, that's the most choshev. So they're all subordinate to the lulav, and therefore when you say lulav, so the subordinate ones are going to come along. According to the Rambam, the idea is that it's all considered mitzvahs lulav, the whole thing. So ever they're all mitzvahs, Hashem lulav. He invented a new term, and that's it. But according to the Ran, it's very difficult. It says Shafti Shem Avorchen El Ala Lulav. So what does that mean? So that means that you only make a bracha on one of the four. That's what he's saying. Because he can't be learning like Rashi. And he can't be learning like the Rambam. He has a different.
The hardest one.
Because he learns, because according to the Rambam, kulam nekulam lulav. So it's not lach only mevarach on the lulav. They're all called lulav. But he's learning, no, you only make brach on the lulav. That's it. Yes. And what? And what's the FOP? What's the FOP in there? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Of course not. This is what I'm saying. I see what it means. Where's the Rashi yesterday? Hold the Masker Shen Shemayim Malala. Where's that? What was that? Yeah, where's he say there? Yeah, because Rashi's bothered with the same problem of Tesis. Why do they retain Hadar the second day? Yeah, what did we say yesterday? We said about Hadar. I think I can explain the rot, which is the most difficult sheet. I think I can explain the rot. Yeah, just give me a second. The rot's the most difficult sheet. Ram is really hard. I'm not saying wrong. But the Ram I can explain. See, Rashi says that why do you have Hadar on the second day? Why didn't the Chachamim say that Hadar is just an accidental feature? So you don't need Hadar, only the Ikka L'Kicha. Taisus doesn't explain it. He just says that that's just an Ikka L'Kicha and Hadar. Right? But he doesn't explain it. But Rashi says that B'yom Tosheni, you need a whole of Maske Shem Shemayim Olav. Can I have a Reish Pirkin? Because since you masker Shem Shemayim on the Dalad Minim, so being masker Shem Shemayim is a kiyum of Shevach, and when you masker Shem Shemayim, the Chefza is Nitfas. In the kiyum Shevach, the Chefza is Nitfas. So therefore, they didn't want to do away with the din of Hadar, because by doing that, you'll be Megareya and Shvacha Shomako. So that's why they kept the din of Hadar. That's what Rashi explains. That why is Hadar the second day? Because of the bracha, because the Masker Shem Shemayim. That's what Rashi says. Okay, good. But there's another halacha here. Taisus doesn't say that reason, because Masker Shem Shemayim. Taisus just says they kept Hadar. That's Taisus, right? So what is Taisus for? Why is Hadar different if it's not Ikar Lakicha? All Taisus says is that lekicha cholecha ve'echad v'chein b'hadar mishum hidur mitzvah. Mishum hidur mitzvah. So we explain it like this, that hidur mitzvah is not a halacha which is extraneous in this situation. It's intrinsic in the cheftzah shel mitzvah. hidur mitzvah. Zekeli manveil. But we said, why is it intrinsic in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah because of Zekeli manveil? Because the nature of the mitzvah is really shvacho shel makom. Like the Ram says, and like Ram explains in the Ma'ariv Rucha. That's the whole essence of the Dal Minim is to mask shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we went from a midbar to Eretz Yisrael with all the, with all the minim. But you can't take the other minim, it's not practical. So these were chosen as the best ones to represent the good of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So it's really shvacho shel makom. So therefore, the Hidur mitzvah over here, the halacha really falls in line with that concept. Because over here, the Zekeli Vanveyu is intrinsic in the mitzvah. It's intrinsic in the mitzvah. Because since the mitzvah is Shvacho Shel Makom, so that's why in Shvacho Shel Makom, you have the mitzvah is telling us how do you do Shvacho Shel Makom. Shvacho Shel Makom must be done with Zekeli Vanveyu. So the Zekeli Vanveyu was built into the mitzvah. Okay? It's built into the mitzvah. So that's why apparently Tosfos holds, not like Rashi. Rashi is because of Maskei Shnei Shemayim, but Tosfos says they kept Hadar the second day. Why? Because he holds this is an intrinsic thing. You can't remove this. Because that's intrinsic in the Maisa Mitzvah of Lubav. Okay? That's because Shvacha Shemakom. So apparently, the way the Ran learned the Gemara, when the Gemara says, why are you mevarech on the lulav and not the other ones? So the Gemara says, because it's gavah mikula. So the Gemara says, so lift up the esek. So the Gemara says, no, because it's gavah bimino. It grows more, bimino, it grows gavah. So apparently the Gemara held that the way the Ran's learning, that since this mitzvah is shvacha shel makom, so in the bracha itself, should be reflected the greatest form of Shevach. And since the Lulav is the most beautiful one, it's the highest one, so Lulav was chosen to be Maskir Shvacha Shel Makom in the highest way. It is the Gavol Mikulon, and it was chosen as most appropriate to be Maskir Shvacha Shel Makom. So you see over here, the way the Ran is learning is, that not only is the mitzvah different, but the bracha always matches the mitzvah. The bracha is always appropriate to the mitzvah. So since this mitzvah is essentially shvacha shel makom, so the bracha was formulated in the highest way to reflect the highest shvacha shel makom. So therefore, lulav was chosen because it's gavah mikula. So therefore, the Ran says, so you may think that since that's the manner in which the Chachamim formulated the bracha, in this case it's different because the whole mitzvah is Shvacha Shel Makom and Hidur mitzvah is built into the mitzvah. So you might think that since the bracha is on, and that's why you only mevarach on the lulav. So you might think that even if you're not going to get the other ones, but you're mekayim, it's not a bracha levatala because the bracha reflects Shvacha Shel Makom. So in this case, you might think it's different than Shu'ar Brachas. Because you see, they were Mashana the Bracha over here, because the mitzvah itself is essentially Shvach HaShem Makom, so they were Mashana the Bracha L'Shvach. So you might think that if I take the Lulav, so it's not going to be a Bracha L'Vatoa, because the Bracha is really formulated according to the highest Shvach HaShem Makom. So I said Shvach HaShem Makom. So it's not levatala. Because in the bracha is a special kiyum of shvacha shel makom, and that's why they said you mevarach only on the lulav. So you might think that therefore they formulated it completely in a different framework of shvacha shel makom, and it won't be levatala. So that's what he says. Shafpi shem mevarach in elal lulav. Over really ordinarily you would have made a bracha on all four minim, but you see the chacham changed it over here, and they said you only mevarach al lulav. Because that is the highest, because the lulav is gavah mikulon, and therefore the shvacha shel makom in the bracha should reflect the highest form of shevach, and that's the way they formulate it. And you can't make a bracha on the other ones. They changed the bracha. According to the Ran, it's a different kind of a bracha here. So if you're doing them bezeh chazeh, you can't make a bracha on the other, because then there's no bracha like that. They assumed you're going to do it with Vasachas. And they said, you only mevarach on the lulav. Why only on the lulav? Because the lulav is outstanding, and that's the and that's the greatest form of shvach hashomarko. So he says, so you might think, since that's the case, even if you don't find all four, but still you were maskir this bracha, which is different, the kiyum shvach hashomakom, there's a kiyum, special kiyum shvach hashomakom in this bracha, and therefore you might think it won't be levatola. So he says, no. Kivan damrinin shim lo yavo kulon liyado lo yotza, shema lo yavo liyado. Vavale bracha levatola. Even, it's not dependent, even though there's a special kiyum of shvach hashomakom in this bracha, but that's not the only thing. They didn't say this is a different kind of bracha, and the kiyum shvach hashomakom will satisfy the matir to make a bracha. Not the case. It's a separate kiyum of shvach hashomakom, but it still operates like shor brachos, and if you don't have the kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's still going to be a bracha levatola. And the kiyum shvach hashomakom is there, but it doesn't take off on its own. And therefore, that's exactly what the Ran's saying. So that's the sheet that's around, really. Why you make a bracha only on the lulav? You mevarach only on the lulav because it's a separate kind of a formulation. Then again, to the Dalmina. Okay. All right, boys. Okay, so we'll stop here. All right, tomorrow, Blina, you want me to do a chazara tomorrow? I think you guys must have picked it up because as we're going along, I try to go over some of the basic points. All right? Yes. Yeah. What? Different tests, right. Different, yeah, because Rashi says. Say it again. What daf? One second, what daf? Lulav HaGozel? I thought I was something wrong here. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
So Rashi there said the reason why it's possible the other day is because of the Sankal of English being an either mitzvah.
It's the same reason it tells us. That's a steer to what it says over there. Isn't that a steer? Makes reference to what?
The Rashi Lamed
Bav,
he says, that's exactly what we said,
the Yavish Puzzle. Yeah, Yavish Puzzle. I'm asking, is it a steer or not? He says himself. I mean, even that offhand, it sounds like one. Even on hand. Yeah, no, we have a klal in Rashi that you can't really have. It's very hard to prove the steer in Rashi, because he wrote several times, and sometimes they print one of his editions, and sometimes another one. So it's very hard to say. And it's a klal. The Shagasari says you can't have a steer in Rashi. So I don't know. It looks like it's two different things, because it looks like it's an open steer, two different timing. Okay. Yeah. But Rashi, I think the way we defined Rashi in Lamed Vav, I think that's clear. I don't think it's defined any other way. He says, Hol the Maske Shem Shemayim Olav. That's what he doesn't say, because it's Echel HaMikdash. You can't fit. What?
You have to say Maske Shem Shemayim means Bracha.
What else does it mean?
Shava.
Maske Shem Shemayim. What was it? Maske Shem Shemayim is Bracha. What do you mean? What else could it mean? What else is your masker? Where else is your masker? Shem Shemayim?
And they could say Divrei Shavah to the Lord.
Yeah. Is extraneous to what? Yeah, that's true. But you know, it's not extraneous, because in bracha the cheftz is nitfas in the shevach. That's why, for instance, we make a bracha, you hold the fruit in your right hand. because the chefetz is nitfas in the shevach. So it's not extraneous. Bracha is not extraneous. There's a halacha of when you make a bracha, you have to hold the things in, you have to hold the thing in your hand because it's part of the shevach. It's not extraneous. In maskir shem shemayim is mashma, not simply, is mashma that you wouldn't, you're being maskir shem shemayim, something you wouldn't do ordinarily. That's bracha.
Why not the idea of bracha?
What do you mean because of the, because he says, how old do you mean?
Whatever.
I mean, but that's not Ikar Mitzvah. That's not Ikar Mitzvah. I mean, it's incidental. It's not Ikar Mitzvah.
Why is it because like you said, it's really essentially an entity, a vehicle.
I mean, they shouldn't say Maskeh Shem Shemayim. He should say that he says Torah on it. I mean, not simply Maskeh Shem Shemayim. It means that it's more than Maskeh Shem Shemayim. He says Mikros, he says Hallel, a Hallel of Amal of Hallel. You mean, because a Hallel you mean? He doesn't say Hallel. And if he doesn't say Hallel, he's not Yetzer the Mitzvah. I mean, Hallel is an additional thing, it's an additional Kiyum. I mean, you could hold Luluf all day long. A lot of Kiyum in the Luluf. But what? But why does he say Zechel Migdash? Why does it say Zechel Mikdash? He says it before Zechel Mikdash. Smash was two additions. No, so why did he say Zechel Mikdash before? He should have said Holo Maske Shem Shemayim Olav. Why doesn't he say the same thing in both places? What? Why doesn't he say the same thing? In other words, you're saying that to you, Zechel Mikdash and Maske Shem Shemayim is the same thing? I can't say the same. It's two different things. You can't, it's two different things. You can't take two things and make them the same. What?
I don't know why it's zero.
Because to me, Maskeh Shem Shemayim and Zechel HaMikdash are two different things, are they not? I don't know how you, if you write Rashi like that, anything can mean anything. The computer doesn't know anything about Chazal. He says that Chazal never meant that's the time of mitzvah. He says they do that a lot. Like they say, V'yosei tir l'chor la zeinecho. So it says you should put your finger in your ear. You know, by the machan. So the Ram says, there's other midrashim on that. But this is the, I guess the more famous one is the one with the lips and the thing.
Okay.
I don't know what that one is.
The
backbone. Yeah. But I don't think, it's not that one. It's not that one. Yeah. Yes, who was it?
The Rashi yesterday about the cross heater for the Zechel Mikdash?
Yes.
Is there a general rule?
No, it's a big mistake. He doesn't know, that's a big mistake of the Zechel. Zechel Mikdash is just a Tama Takana. That's the mission of Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Yochanan when Zakai was Omad the Tikain, that Shetahei Lulav Nitl Bigvul and Kol Shiva, Zechel Mikdash. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's not giving you a Tama over there. It's a big mistake. Here, take a look. Zechel Mikdash, Rashi's not saying anything by Zechel Mikdash. Has nothing to do with it. Rashi just telling you the Tama Takana. Take a look.
Exactly.
Where's the Rashi?
Much better. Okay.
Chof Tazan the base. What does Rashi say?
He says. It was clear. It was audible. Okay. Good. I mean, I really was struggling, but okay. Okay. Now I'm going to put the phone in front of Rebbe and we're going to start.
Bishlama Yavesh. All Rashi saying is Bishlama Yavesh, Pasul Mid Rabbanan, Nami, Kivan, the Mitzvah, Mishum Zechel, and Migdash. He doesn't mean, he means that's the concept of the Gemishna says, the concept of Rebbe and Zakai. Rebbe and Zakai was Misakein Zechel, and Migdash. He's a Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. That's all he's saying. He's just telling you the Mishnah. He's just quoting the Mishnah. That's all Rashi's saying. He's just quoting Takan. Rashi's saying that's the reason. He's not mentioning anything about the reason. He's just saying the Takan itself. So he says on the Rabbanon of the Zechel LeMikdash, there's no din hidur, but it doesn't explain why. You see? Kiven the mitzvah, mishum zeichel mikdash, bein in hira mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah, mit rabbanon, you need hidro. He doesn't, it's not because zeichel mikdash. Nothing to do with the mikdash.
Okay.
But anyways. But that's definitely not what he says later. The later he says, nothing to do with zeichel mikdash, because maske shem shemayim, it's a totally different reason. There's no question.
The
what?
Was
it
hidro in the mikdash?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying. He's saying he's not giving you a reason why. He says since it's midrabbanan who, why midrabbanan? Even the mitzvah why? Maybe it's midrabbanan. Zechel just means rabbanan because that's what the Mishnah says. That Omar Biachar Menzaka. He says even the mitzvah. Who knows if you take it? Even the mitzvah midrabbanan, ba'in and hid a mitzvah. That's all. Zechel mikdash is nothing special. None of this doesn't because it's Zechel HaMikdash, that's why you need Hidur, but the Mikdash is, because Zechel HaMikdash doesn't make, on the contrary, Zechel HaMikdash is usually weaker. But, he means keeping the mitzvah mid Rabbanu, but he's explaining why. He's telling what the reason is. The Mishnah says Zechel HaMikdash. He's just quoting the Mishnah. He's just telling you, keeping the Takanas V'chomim. Well, that's what he's saying. But you need Hidur Mitzvah. Since the Chom Masakin, you need Hidur Mitzvah. So over there he seems to learn like Taisvus. That Rashi seems to learn like Taisvus. That once it's a mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, so you have to have hidur, because hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. But that's not Rashi says lam vavam beis. There's different reasons. Maske shem shemayim over. And maske shem shemayim is because of bracha. There's no question about it. It's a different Rashi. It's different. You find Rashi's like that. That's the way it is. He's not saying the same thing though. It's a horrible way of saying the same thing. If that's what he's trying to say, it's two different things. Over here, he's not mentioning why. He's just saying since it's a mitzvah, no bunny have to do it. It could be, if you want to say there's no steer, he's not going into why. But then later he says, the reason is, because of, keeping the maske shem shemayim alei, so the chachamim, kept the hidur. But, you could say that it's not a stira. And at first he's just mentioning in general, since it's a mitzvah mit rabbanon, the mitzvah mit rabbanon, they retain the hidur mitzvah. It doesn't say why. But later he says, mishum shem maske shem shemayim alei. You don't have to say it's a stira. You know what I mean? You can say one is very general, it's not going down to the reason. And the other one is telling you in specific why mid rabbanon they did it. But on the surface, it seems like the first one is going like Taisvus. But it doesn't make any difference. What's the difference? So if it's like Taisvus, in terms of ideas, it's the same thing. Whether it's Taisvus or Rashi held that way like Taisvus, and then there's a different Rashi gives a different reason, he changes his mind. It could be, could very well be. But there are two different reasons for sure. One reason is maske shem shemayim alei, and the other one is because of the takana, the very takana itself. But zeichel hamikdash doesn't add anything. Zeichel hamikdash is just quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah, zeichel, that's the takana. Zeichel hamikdash, it's openly in the Mishnah. Okay. Anyways, are we on or are we connected or not connected?
I think we are.
Okay. So, at any rate, but the Rambam, there's one thing I want to mention that, I was looking at the Rush last night, the Beis Yosef, and what Mr. Granick mentioned yesterday was a very good point. Because the main idea in the sugya over here is that there's a din of lekicha tam of the gavra. Without that concept, you can't really understand the sugya. So we explained that the lekicha, and that explains the Rambam, lekicha tam of the gavra. So therefore, if he only has one min, so that's the concept of what? Of ma'akvin ze'ze. Because it has to be a lekicha shel dalad minim, and if it's not possible, the other minim are unrelated to him, so it lacks in the lekicha tama vis-a-vis this one of dalad minim, because the other ones aren't there, so it can't be lekicha tama of dalad minim. So there's a concept of lekicha tama of dalad minim. Now, the Chachamim, now that's the first day. That's Midaraisa. That's less man the poly. Everybody wants to. So first day, if you don't take all four, forget it. Okay. So now the question is the second day. What did they retain? So Taisvus says they only retained the essential qualitative components, not the quantitative ones. So the kiyum of the gavra of lekicha tamo, which means he has to own it, that's nitin l'shira. So it's not, as I said, it's not a separate extraneous requirement of dine mamonis, because if that's the case, it's essential. But it's a qualification of the lekicha. The lekicha is complete when it's mishalo. But it's transformed, the dine mamonis is transformed into an orachayim concept of Lakicha. It's not a Dine Mamanis concept, not a separate idea. It's part of Lakicha. So Tosfos says that kind of a concept you could, the second day they didn't retain. Because they just retained those elements, the qualitative elements. Okay? Now the question is like this, that let's say on the first day, you can't take one min if you don't have the other ones, because it has to be a lekicha tama shel dalad minim. Correct? So therefore, if you take one and you don't have the others, so it's completely worthless. Okay? Now, what about the second day? Okay, what about the second day? So that's what Mr. Granick asked. He said, why can't you say on the second day that they said that if you take one, it's also considered a lekicha. It's also considered a lekicha. Because they did away with the lekicha tama on the second day. So why don't we say they did away with the lekicha tama on the second day, and therefore if you take one and you don't have the others, it won't be good, it should not be good on the first day because there's no lekicha tama of dalad minim, so therefore this netila is worthless. It'd be ma'akev. But on the second day, it should have a din netila, and why couldn't the Chachamim say, on the second day, even if you just did one, it would still be considered a maisa lekicha, a maisa netila. And that maisa netila, midrabban, will be a kiyum. Even though it won't be a vishlei musa, it won't be all minim, but it will be considered a maisa netila. Okay? So that I said, Tosfos rejects that, because Tosfos holds that's a qualitative concept. Because over there, you're saying that because of the din of lekicha tama, so you need all four. So now you're going to say one, that's a qualitative change. And a qualitative change they didn't allow on the second day. That's what we said. But that's why I answered Mr. Granick's question. But I found there Rishonim that hold, no. They hold, like you said, they hold that the whole concept of lekicha tama, midrabanan, is they did away with on the second day. So therefore on the second day it'll be ein ma'akvin zezeh. So therefore each one will be considered a lekicha even though the other ones aren't there. You see, even though the other ones aren't there. So even though midrabanan they said you should take four, but there will be a din netila, and there will be a din netila with regard to one, even though you don't have the others. So there are rishonim that go so far as to say that on the second day, if you only have one, even since we hold ein ma'akfin, because that's a din in lekicha tama, and that even though it's qualitative, but that shita Rishonim doesn't care. They hold the lekicha tama was abrogated for the second day, and then the rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't require that. So therefore, they hold that on the second day, even if you have one, it won't be ma'akev, and it will be considered a din netila. And mid rabbanan, they said you should do a din netila. So even though it's not bishlei musa, so even one you should do, and they held you could even be mevarach on it. You could even be mevarach on it because it has a din netila, and midrabanan they retained simply midrabanan the halacha is there should be a netila shel dalad minim. So even if you don't have all, so it's not bishlei musa, but you should still do a netila because each one is a kiyam netila because ein ma'akvin zezeh. So that Shita Rishonim maintains that you can even make a bracha on the second day. Comes out that on the drabana you can make a bracha faster than on the raisa. Because on the deraisa, the first day, you couldn't make a bracha on one. Because in Kichatama, that's a din deraisa. But on the second day, which the Chachamim Masak and Zechel Amigdash, so on the second day, the Chachamim said that you have to do simply all you need is a mice in a tila. So it's true that Bishlei Musa you should do all four, but since each one is considered a din netila, so you can make a bracha midrabanan, in other words, even on one. That's what they hold. What's that? That's a separate question. That's a big question. They talk about that. That's going to depend. We'll get into that in a minute, but hold on for that a minute. Okay. That's correct. You're right. You're absolutely right. Ein makvin is not a question of one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. There's no question it's one mitzvah. But the question is what the Chacham retained on the second day. According to this shita, all the Chachamim retained on the second day is that there should be a din netila. There should be a din netila. So as long as you have a din netila, you see, so that's enough in Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a din netila. So therefore you should do, so the Chachamim said, yeah, but they didn't say only one. They said Bishlei Musa, you should do it in the Tilo, because that's the full Zechel Midosh on all four. But each one, there's no din of Ma'akvin. So each one has a din Natilo Bifnei Atzmusa. So they said that the Chacham didn't ever said that if you can't do all, you shouldn't do any Natilo on the second day. So they hold Tzakiyim Natilo. So they go so far as to say that you can even make a bracha. We don't paskin that way. But there are shittas like that. We don't paskin that way. I mean, it's most shittas don't hold that way. But the concept fits in very well with the way we explain the sugya. It fits in beautifully because it comes out that that's really the machlokes between, since there's a concept of, there's an idea of the netila b'shlei musa, the netila of the gavra, Netila Tama of the Gavra. So now we can understand that Machlek Shoshana. Because as we were learning, I mean, that's why it was, Mr. Granick raised the question. It was a good question. You see, but my answer was qualitative, quantitative. But you see, other Rishonim held no. They held that any din of Netila Tama, any din of Netila Tama, Lakicha Tama, they did away with on the second day. So once you go, you make that step. So it'll come out if I have one and not the others. It has a din natila. So now, then they say, as long as it has a din natila, that's a kiyum mit rabbanan. If it's a kiyum mit rabbanan, so you can make a bracha as well. It's a stretch. It's a stretch, the shita. I'm not saying it's not a stretch, because it comes out that the mitzvah be, you can have to say that the mitzvah be, the mit rabbanan, they definitely should take all four, but they hold if there's a kiyum natila mit rabbanan, you can make a bracha already, since there's a kiyum natila. It makes sense. I mean, you can understand it. But that's the very machlokas. That question is the machlokas rishonim. Do I say they did away with natila tama only quantitatively? That's the shita sataisvis. Or do I say that the concept of Netila Tama, they didn't require on the second day. So if you say that, so even the qualitative Netila Tama, they didn't require on the second day. That's the sheet of the other Rishon. But we paskin, you can't do that. But it's the sheet of Rishon. So it fits in very well according to what I'm going to say. It fits right in, yes.
Are you saying on the second day when you only take one? So is that considered a
lakicha shel dal aminim? It's not a lakicha shel dal aminim. Now you can't say that. That's crazy. So then you don't have to take the rest of them. Nobody else. Nobody holds. You can take one and be yotzei. Oh, that's crazy. Remember we said we had ruled that. And then the Taisvus.
But each one, are they saying that each one has the character of dal aminim still?
No. Forget about the character of dal aminim. No. The question is, ordinarily on Yom Rishon, if you take one, it's nothing. One is zero. Why is one nothing? One is nothing because you need an atilah shel dal aminim. And that's lakicha tama. So it must be an atilah that has the character of dal aminim. If the other minim are unrelated to you, that first one can't be a lakicha shel dal aminim. So lacks in lakicha tama. You see. But they say mitarabanan, if you don't carry over that concept mitarabanan, so it'll come out each one as a din atilah b'fnei atzmusa. So now they say, if each one has a din natila b'fnei atzmusa, so where do we see that mitarabanan, they never introduced the idea of ma'akvin zezeh. So if it has a din natila, so it's a kingdom on mitzvah. Each one, so you can make a bracha even. That's what they held. The hard part for me is not that part, the abrogation of the concept of natila tam. The hard part for me is they're going to make a bracha on one. That's a little, but that's what they, but they say, as long as there's a kiyum natila, you can make a bracha. If there's a kiyum mitarabanan, you can make a bracha. That's what they hold. A kiyum natila, you can make a bracha. That's it. Yes. Okay. That's the shita.
That means what? That means you make a bracha on one, but you're still taking the other three.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's mistava like that. Mistava, I guess.
If he says later,
yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody holds if you have all four, you just take one. I mean, what he's saying is that it's a since we say that the din of lekichot, I mean, you could say that, it's not impossible to say that, mitarabanan, they just retained the din of lekichot. But it's not impossible to say that idea. It's not impossible. Because once you do away with the concept of lakicha tamo, so now you're saying that everyone b'fnei atzmusa has a din lakicha. Now the question is, but mitarabanan, did they say you should do all four nevertheless? Because that's the mitzvah zecha. Let me just make a sense of the one. Or you say, no, as long as there's a din lakicha, yotze. I mean, you could say this far, but it's hard to, but I don't see any reason to push it that far. to say that even one. It's not. It would be the same idea. You'd be saying that Mirabanan, all they insisted on is a din of lekicha. So since we say that there's no lekicha tama the second day, so each one has a din lekicha. So even one, you'll be yotze a din lekicha. It could be. I can't say that there's no sheet like that. I mean, it's not impossible logically. But the sheetahs that I saw didn't say that. The sheetahs I saw in the Beis Yosef in the tour, they just said you have to do all four. But if you did one, you could see b'di'evet. It's only b'di'evet, which means the chachamim never changed the mitzvah zechel mikdash. You shouldn't do all four. But since each one has a kiyum, so you can make a bracha on the kiyum because there's a kiyum netila. The main idea over here is that there's a kiyum netila because the concept of lekicha tama doesn't exist the second day according to that shita. But that's not our shita satosfus or Rashi in the Mishnah. Our shita is no. Our shita is that that's a qualitative concept in lekicha tama. The qualitative idea, even though it stems from lekicha tama, which is intrinsically a quantitative idea, lekicha tama is intrinsically by nature quantitative, but when it expresses itself in qualitative terms, that they kept for the second day. That's the shita satosfus. You say, but they hold, since lekicha tama is intrinsically a quantitative concept, so even if it makes a difference in terms, in qualitative terms, still the chachamim said you don't need it. That's a machlokas rishona, but you can see where their thinking was. You can see where their thinking was, where the machlokas is. Okay? That explains it. Okay. All right, now let's see. Now the question of, we happen to come across the question of the brachas. I mentioned the Rambam is very difficult. The Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam says, have you got a, what's the right Rambam?
Where's mine? The other one.
The other one? Okay. This one? Oh, okay. That's wrong. Now, the Rambam says like this. This Rambam is, it's a baffling Rambam. Rambam says, Abon min, Perzan Lachay. Abon min melo mitzvah achasein. Makin zeh said, Vakulin the Kroim mitzvah slulov. What do you mean, Kulin the Kroim mitzvah slulov? Who announced that it's considered mitzvah slulov? Made an announcement, Moshe made an announcement, I want you to call this mitzvah slulov. I mean, what kind of a concept is that? And the Rambam in the Kasara says, Lito lulav b'migdish kol shivas me'achag. What do you mean, Lito lulav b'migdish? Lito dalab minim. I mean, how could you change it to a mitzvah mitaraisa? Pasuk says, Kachtam cham b'yam rishin, priyei tzoda kapas tamar, manafei tzovas var b'nachal. So you can't change that. You can't change it to deraisa. I mean, so you give it a new name. And what's the importance of this name? Who cares what we call it? I mean, the Rambam is baffling. Rambam, I don't understand what Rambam's talking about. But you see that he definitely has an idea over here, because in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well, it goes as far back as the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, Sefer HaMitzvahs also, he says that it's a mitzvah of lulav. The mitzvah is a lito lulav. I mean, it's a very, very hard thing to understand. Well, you can't just change your mitzvah. Where do we find it was given a name like this? The Mishnah says, you have to call it lulav. You can't call it dal minim anymore. Where does he get it from? Very, very difficult realm.
Rabbi,
yes.
You also have that question by the lulav itself. Because for each of the dal minim, he identifies what it is. By the first one, or the first halakha,
yeah,
he also identifies it. And then he says at the end, Luhu Hanikra Lula.
Yehu Hanikra Lula, yeah.
So he moves away from its identity in terms of that which that as a tree. He can use it to name Shin Lula.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. Who on the Kavulov is good.
That's necessary. Because well, if I ask him, he says, this is the answer. He says, how does this
happen? Look, I mean, I guess all kinds of questions. I'm just saying, that's like a super dikdukim. But I just want a plain shot. I mean, who on the Kavulov doesn't bother me. The Kavulov wants that. That's the shame Lulav. But but over here, this is wild. Just to say that this is who on the Kulam Nikraim Mitzvah's Lulav. Where did it say that in the Torah? They're all called Mitzvah's Lulav. What is it? What significance does it have? I mean, what is what I call it? Does halacha have to be kara shame on a lulav? There's no halacha like that. Has no kriya shame on a lulav say this is mitzvah's lulav? Okay. Ram's very difficult. Okay. All right. Now, just a second. Now, what's next? Just give me a second here. Thank you. There is another Gemara that's very difficult. Gemara says, you see, yeah. That's one difficulty. So there's another area of it. I don't know if we want to get into it. The area of Baal Tosef. You see, what we're doing, what we did over Yontif was the Flamed Dalet Amud Beis. Shlosha Adasim Shtei Aravos. That's what we did over Yontif. The whole, the Mishnah there from Mishnah to Mishnah. So, that's what we did, yeah. See, Tosfos says like this. Avri Nachal Shtayim. Avri Nachal Shtayim. Afilu Nosein Kama Hadasim Vakama Arovos Belulav Ein Ze Baal Tosef. Afilu Lamando Matzorach Agad. Elohim came Mosef Minacher. Kidapricious. The Sofer Ruhu Bezd. Okay, it's a tough day, it's a tough day, sister. It's a tough day, sister. Yeah, but interesting is the Rambam. The Rambam, there's a Rambam on this also. Because the Rambam says, only Hadassim, at least our Gears in the Rambam. Our Gears in the Rambam. What? Allah, it's a Machlaikis in the Gersos. Does anybody have a Kapach's edition over there?
By the way, Rabbi.
Yes.
One point before we get the Kulan Klein, this is Lolo.
Yes.
Funny also, when the
Rambam
says, what Brachi
obey,
he gives us like a reason.
Oh, well, the Kulan Spukhama. No, that's not what he means. I explain it to you. Your dig is wrong.
I'm saying, why does he have to give a reason if it's just Kulan Klein, this is Lolo?
No. You're making a mistake in the Pshat. Because Shehu Notlam Lotzeis Bohem, Mavorech Tchilal Natilas Lulov, Hol v'chulan smuchen lo, so it's considered over lasi yaso. Va'achakach not lo aguda azos b'yamino. That's what Rambam's explaining. It's not saying that's why you make a mitzvah luluv. What? Lo means no. Yeah. No, lo means to him. Right. Lo doesn't mean to the. He's close to the luluv. To him, how can he make the bracha on this lulav if you need over lasiyoso? Says hol v'kulan smuchen lo, so that's why it's over lasiyoso. V'yachakach not laguda hazos b'mino v'asuk b'smolov, and all he says that's not a violation of over lasiyoso. That's the Rambam saying something different over there. He's not talking about why you make mitzvah lulav. That's not his problem. He doesn't have a problem because according to him, it's a davar pasha why you make on mitzvah lulav. Why? Because according to him, simply because of Kula Nikron Mitzvah Slov. That's why I make the bracha. He's explaining something else there. Okay. Now let's see. So.
Yeah.
What's that?
Only
Hadassah and Rabbah. Still love and Nugget. Can't have extra Lulav. That's for sure. That's a good question. That's a good question. Do you have Kapach to Howie?
Yeah. Not really.
What's his girsa? In the end, the last word in Zion, what's his girsa?
The girsa is
doing Hoshnus
of Gara Puzzle. You should know that there's a
Tshuva. Yeah, that they changed his mind.
They
changed his mind.
They said he changed his mind. He says he changed his mind and they put it in his own handwriting.
Yeah. One thing about those tshuvas, and I mean, not this one, but you see, in general, you got to be careful with the diukim and the Rambam. You can't just make the diukim and the Rambam the way you would think the Rambam would write it. So I'm just telling you that. There's a lot of things, you look at the Rambam and you would think it means a diuk, and we know for a fact that he paskined otherwise, he held otherwise. Not so simple to make diukim and the Rambam. I'm just telling you, you can't just... This is not a diuk. This is a, you know, what we're saying is an open statement. But I'm just telling you, for instance, the halacha you have, by Birchas Kahanim, washing your hands, by the Kahanim. So the Rambam says, by the Kehanim, he says, Tumasayadayim. So he says, Tumasayadayim Ketzad. So the Rambam says, Kol Kain Shalom Nutlas Yadav Lo Yatza. So you might think the Rambam meant that if he wasn't Nutlas Yadav, that's ipso facto defined as Tumasayadayim. But Rambam said he saw his father himself said you can rely on the Tilus Shel Shacharis. So I'm telling you, it's not so simple to be Medayak and a Rambam just because the because you feel the Lashon is mashma like that. Not a simple matter because you have to know how he wrote it, what he meant. It turns out that the emphasis is on Tumas Yadayim, not on the fact Kol Kayin Shalom, because Rambam says Tumas Yadayim Ketzad Kol Kayin Shalom Notlas Yadav. That's his lashon. So you'd be inclined to say that he means that that's the definition of Tumas Yadayim, lo nutlas yadav. But the fact is, Rabbi Vomit Aram says his father said openly that he paskin that's not true. That the that is like relying on Tilos Shacharis. So it's not these things. The Yukam and Rambam are not that simple. You can't always press the Rambam. Because you think that's what he meant. You gotta know. It's not that easy. So anyways, but the, But this is not a question of pressing a deal. This is a question of an open halacha. What is the halacha? Okay. Yeah.
The tshuva I have in front of me of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arakam.
Go ahead.
He says, they asked him about the gifts of the Hussein for God of Puzzle.
What did he say?
He says, Amar Tiknu Asparim Shadavar Zeh Chazar Bozal, the Tikein HaSefer B'yad Al-Kah, the Hussein for God of Lo Puzzle.
Lo Puzzle. Okay. The Hussein for God of Puzzle on all of them will come out. So the Kamatulu Lof Mosa is not going to Puzzle. That's what it means. Right? Yeah, he changed his mind on that. But the, does anybody quote the tshuva here?
Yeah, the Kesem
Mishnah quotes tshuva, right? Yeah, because the Ram says, Kama notel mehen, lulav echad, esrog echad, shnei badei arava, ushlosha badei hodos, v'imratza lahosif bahodas, kidei shetia aguda gedola, mosif, v'noi mitzvah, adraba, it's good to do, it's good to be mosif. Aval she'or aminim ein mosifin al minyonam ve'ein gorin mahen ve'im hosif agora. Now that's the question. Puzzle or lo puzzle?
Maybe it's only, by the way, only the guy, the Aguda?
Yeah.
No.
The what?
No.
Okay. So the Ravid says.
The only shayla is by puzzle, but gara obviously it is not puzzle.
Nobody's saying you have a puzzle, either one.
If you did take away.
Okay.
No, not if you take away. Yeah, neither for meaning, but you probably have to take away the rubber.
Yes, so he quotes the tshuva? Okay.
It says, Emosif Naminyana.
So the question has been a tam shenasa and tam rabbeinu b'tshuva lahat the tosfas ahadas the lesser tosfas arabim the kivan lo matzina b'gemara heter tosfas elabahadas ain losim benachad kan leini dehechan huska b'gemara heter tosfas ahadas. So there's no where it's no one mentions that it's mutter b'mosav to the others in the gemara avol haram kosav kvarigiu b'sifrei arav v'lo ratza lahosif v'imratza lahosif b'hadas b'arava. The Eina came b'das Rav. She ain't lohosif al shnei badei Rava. She kach kos b'tshuva. Vomnom. Ha Rava ani roa she ain roi lohosif al shnei badim. Kimo she ain roi lohosif al lulav echad the esrog echad. Umi she osa kain. It should be lo osa mitzvah no mavchon. I think it's a mistake, right? I'm reading the Kesef Mishnah quoting the Tshuva Rama. Right, because it seems there must be a mistake here. He says, "Amar Ravani Ani Rosh Ein Roy LaHosif Al Shnei Badim Kmo Shein Roy LaHosif Al Lulav Echad VeEsrog Echad." Umisha Asa Kain, it should be Lo Asa Mitzvah Mofcha, right? Ach bahodos mosifim bnei oshana v'noyim mitzvahu. Ad kan. Miyu im hosif bar rava lo poso. V'taymo de milsa the ikos of shtei aravos behedya. If the Torah would say openly two aravos v'hosif aleim ogora is poso. Aval hashda d'chsev arvei dein pachos mishnayim u'mashmenam yoser im hosif lo poso. Avolo osa mitzvah min amofcha. Ad kan l'shana. So I think it's a mistake before where he says osa. Misha osa kain, it should be lo osa mitzvah. Am I right? You got it?
It makes sense that way.
It can't make sense this way. You can't say the same thing as a mitzvah amofcha, not mitzvah amofcha. Okay. So it's interesting. So the Rambam holds. So apparently that's clear. He changed his mind. Am I right? That at first he held that what? That if you're Mosif bar Rava, it's puzzle. Is that right, Saul?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
And then he changed his mind and he said that if you're Mosif bar Rava, it's not puzzle. Right?
Yep.
And this is the quoting the Chuv, I hope, where he says, Niyu Mosif the time of the Milsa. The Ram's giving the reason. You go straight to the Pasuk. Because if it would say Shtei Aravos, so then it would definitely be Mosif. But if it said, but it doesn't say that. It says Arvei Nochal. But Chazal say Arvei is two. Dein Pachas Mishnayim. But the Ram says, but a Mashman Ami Yoser. The plain Mashman is even more. Im Mosif lo Pasuk. Aval lo osa mitzvah min amufchar. Ad kan l'shana. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. What does it mean, loas? What does it mean, loas and mitzvah men amufchar? I mean, what is it?
That's the implication.
I mean, yeah, what kind of a, if that's the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. What's men amufchar? I mean, what's the concept of mitzvah men amufchar? It's a funny Rambam. And you see, the Rambam was thinking about this. First, he thought one way. You see, they wrote him the question. And then he thought it over and he changed his mind. Thought it over and he changed his mind. And where did the Ram get the idea in Ratzel Hosef Bardos? It seems nobody says that. It was his own idea.
And that would still be Mitzvah Mufcha.
Yeah.
That would be Mitzvah Mufcha,
right?
What do you mean by Hadassim you talk about? Yeah, by the Hadassim.
That's good. You know what's funny? We have Kapach and the three volume Tshuva Rambam as the Tshuva Rambam differently.
Yeah, go ahead.
It doesn't quote it the same way.
It doesn't go the same way as the Beis Yosef. Well, what does he quote?
He has, Amnam HaRava, Ani Roa Shein Roi LaHosef Baal Shnei Badak, Mo Shein Roi LaHosef Alulam Echad Esrog Echad. Zulaseinu Min HaGeonim, Matirim Hosefet HaRava, Mo Shein Roi LaHosef Baada. Banachnu Ein Divreihem Et Pleno Chazak. Ela Hosefet HaHadad Masadua Chazuk wrote the Lomar Bahoshana. The whole Dovash Lo Nipsa Oso Kosa Vidir Lachamim Shilu Wadur Nashir Oso Al Yibulo Belit Tosefes Nilo Gira V'nesha Ein Hefresh Esplenu Beina Tosefes Al Adavar Hamubol Obein Hachisara Hachetra Mimeno U'kishlo Nasa El Eshnei Badim Kiyamnu Mitzvah Min Amuvchar wrote the Lomar Shein Bachshash Tosefes Nilo Gira
What's the beginning of the tshuva? Who, when they ask the question, what's the question? Which tshuva is it? Where's that tshuva at?
That's you know the three volume that Green says.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Shin Yud Gimel.
Okay. Yeah, and what's the question they ask?
I don't think they have the question yet.
They don't have a question. You just have. Oh, it's missing. So, and he starts off saying what?
Starts off about
the Tefillah Mitzvah. And after that, I mean, when you. V'omna ma'arava. Just read it once more. V'omna ma'arava. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same idea. You're good.
And he wrote she'ein roi lahosif ba al shnei badim. Moshe Ein Roy Lahosif Alulav Echad Ezra Gapad. Rizulaseno bin Hagaonim, Matiram, Hosafa Tarava, Kemosh, Mutalahosis Mahada. Manachno, Ain Devrayam, Atleno Chazak, Ella Hosafa Tahada.
Ain Devrayam Chazak, it says? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's Chazak, you're right. Okay. Okay. Ella Hosafa Tahada, Mitzaduhu, Kotzav, Rotolomar, Bahoshana.
Does anybody, any footnote on that? For a source? He seems to say that, he had, Baal Shana, that there's a lot of emosif in the, last Gemara we did, yeah.
That's the only thing they say.
That's it? Okay, go ahead. He may have had a different gears or something. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
B'chol davish lo nimsa.
Also, kasas the deer lachachavim shivu butter. Nashir so al gvulo v'li tosefes v'lo gira. If they shein hepreshly, if they had tosefes al davar a mukbo or bein achisara dimenem. U'kishlo nase el shnei badim kiyamnu mitzvah bin amokar. Rosalomar she'ein bachshash tosefes v'lo gira.
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. See, what is the Rambam saying there, basically? It's an interesting Shivas Rambam. I think the Rambam is really saying Yesod. The Rambam is saying Yesod, a general Yesod. A general Yesod. You see, what the Rambam is saying is, that the din of the iser of being mosif on mitzvahs, that's what says the tosefes is the same as the geron. The iser of being mosif on the mitzvahs is not just a technically structured halacha, but it's a derech kiyum mitzvahs b'chlam, that a person should try in Kiyam HaMitzvahs, to be exact, and not to be Mosef, and not to be Goreah. And if in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, that is not manifest, so then it's lacking in the mitzvah. It's lacking in the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam is saying. That it's a principle in Derech and Asiyas HaMitzvahs, in Kol HaMitzvah Shebetorah, that a person should be Mekayim the mitzvahs, in a certain derech. Lo so sifu is not just a technical isser of Baltosef, but it's a derech in shmiris and kiyam mitzvahs. That in kiyam mitzvahs, a person should always be careful that he should do the mitzvah in a certain manner. You see, because the question on the Rambam is, why does Rambam say so? We don't find it in the Chazal. So you don't find it. So it doesn't mean it's wrong. Why does he reject the gainim? That's how you can do it by the aravas. You don't find it, okay. So you don't find the Lo Shemati in Araya. Lo Risa in Araya. So, I don't know. So, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. You should have just left it as an unknown. We don't find it, so, but he goes further. He doesn't just say it's an unknown. He says, but since we don't know, he says, then you must do it this way. You see, his Lashon is mashma like that. His Lashon is mashma that since we don't know, so now we know we have to do it this way. He doesn't say, since we don't know, so it's a suffix. So maybe the Gainim are right, maybe they're wrong. I don't know. So he should be, suffix shouldn't do it. He says, no. He says, but our derech is, that's why he says, whoever wants to follow this derech should follow it. Because his derech is that in mitzvahs, there's a derech asiyas a mitzvah. And that is to be careful not to be mosif a goreah. So therefore, if you don't find in Chazal the right to add, and you do, even though Lu Yitzur, there was a Gemara that was lost that said that you could be Mosef on the Aravos. Still, you were Mekayim HaMitzvah Ben HaMofcha. Because the Derech Kiyam HaMitzvahs is not to add or subtract. So let's say, for instance, there was a Gemara that was lost and the Gainim were right. A Rambam would still hold you wrong. Because since you don't have that Gemara, so you don't see any right to be Mosef. And you're taking the liberty without a source. So that lacks in the mitzvah min amofcha. That's what the Rambam says. I can't say you don't have a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah min amofcha because the derech asiyas a mitzvah is lacking. That's what the Rambam. Rambam says it's a principle in Derech Asiyas HaMitzvahs. It's an interesting Rambam. Lo Sosifu is a principle in Derech Asiyas HaMitzvahs. That's why he says that's Daitenu, and whoever wants to follow Aradas, that's a funny Lashon also, he says. Whoever wants to follow Aradas will follow it. That's what he means to say, that it's, that's the principle of the Rambam held. So it's not brought down in Shas. Absolutely. See, that's what he means. It's not, if it was a halachic thing, he wouldn't say whoever wants to follow up a derech, a principle. What do you mean? I mean, every halach, when we say halach, whoever wants to follow halach, follows halach. It's redundant to say this. But what he meant was that this is his derech of asiyas and mitzvahs. And whoever wants to follow that derech of asiyas and mitzvahs will follow. And whoever doesn't care about that will not follow. Yes.
So is that going on each individual on a personal level? In other words, I want to rely on the Das Gaon because they obviously understood something, and I'll rely on them. No, you can't, because whenever there's a suffix, in other words, what you have to do is always try your best
not to be a Mosif or a Goreya. So if you have a Machlokis, you only have one choice. You can't be Mosif. You can't. If it's a machlokas, because you don't, as long as you.
Well, it's going to be either way.
What?
As long as it's good, yeah.
They don't have the Gemara, but one side saying we had a Gemara that was lost.
I don't know the reasons for the sides, but as long as, if you have a machlokas, for instance, let's say you have a machlokas again. Can you be Mosif or can't you be Mosif? So the Goyim that held you could be Mosif, they have a right to that position because they hold that way. But you, as long as you don't have a proof, so now you're in a suffix. Now you're in a suffix of being Mosif. You can't do a mitzvah if you're in doubt as to maybe you're being a Mosif. That means you're not a Zohar b'mitzvah. So you're not worried about Mosif or Gareya. So for you can't do it. That's what Rambam is saying. Rambam is saying that from another the Paskins Halacha from another source. It's not because of the question, it's not a question anymore of the Arava. It's a question of the principles of Asiyas and Mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam says. That's what he's saying in that Tshuva. It's an interesting Tshuva. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay. But let me ask you a more basic question on the Rambam. Yeah. A more basic question on the Rambam. The question on the Rambam is, the basic question around, why is it Vimratza Losif Bahadas Kadesha Tiya Guda Gadola Mosif? I don't understand that. Now that we say that you shouldn't be a Mosif Allah mitzvahs, so suddenly he says, no, this is Noi Mitzvah. I mean, the same Rambam that says the worst thing in the world is to be a Mosif Allah mitzvahs. But by the Hadas, he says, that is wonderful. I mean, I don't understand. If the mitzvah is only three, so why should Noi mitzvah be matir to be over the Nisra of being most of all the mitzvahs?
But then he said he found that one.
He does say that. He does say that it's mut that he found it. Where, we don't know where. But he does say he found it somewhere. That's true. But it's true that he found it, but he seems to say that not only he found it, it makes sense. He seems to give a rationale to it. Because it says, why? Kadesh Tia Aguda Gedola Mosif, Benoi Mitzvah. So apparently he holds the reason why they said it was Mutter is because of Noi Mitzvah. Correct? Yeah, so how is Noi Mitzvah Matir being Mosif al Mitzvahs? That's the question. First the Rambam establishes such an important principle. And suddenly, Noi Mitzvah, right? Noi Mitzvah, the best thing in Noi Mitzvah is to do the Mitzvah right, not to be Mosif. But here the Rambam know. Rambam holds that Noi Mitzvah is because of Noi Mitzvah is Mutter. Well, how is Noi Mitzvah Mutter Baltasif? That's the question.
Really?
Yes.
I can say simply that the Shear of three is not three specific, but he's giving you the sheer of three, like a minimum of bundle of branches.
You could say two is a minimum too. As a matter of fact,
two is not one.
Yeah, two is the Arava. So you could say two is also a minimum. As a matter of fact, the Rambam himself says that two is a minimum, and it's mashma more. That's why he says it. That's why he says it doesn't possible. The Raman, well, the tshuva that we have, you don't have that tshuva, it's a different tshuva. But the tshuva that the Beis Yosef is quoting is what do you call it? It seems to say that, on the contrary, that he dash in the pasuk. I don't know where he got that tshuva from, but unless maybe that was Rabbi Raman or Ram's tshuva. I don't know. I don't know who's tshuva is quoting. But anyways, but the question, if you're going to dash in psukim, then you can dash in anaf eitz of us also. Anaf eitz of us also. But what's the answer? What's the answer? Now, the answer is very simple. The answer is, it's exactly what we're saying in the Rambam. You see, the Rambam is saying like this. There's two types of psulim in Baal Tosef. There is a case where you have the structural Baal Tosef, and that's kolamosef gorei, it's mavatl the mitzvah, you're not yotzei altogether. But then there's another principle of Baal Tosef. What's the principle of Baal Tosef? The principle of Baal Tosef is a shiur in shmiras hamitzvahs. That in shmiras hamitzvahs, you guard the mitzvah. You see, and you don't add or subtract. That's a kiyum in shmiras hamitzvahs. So that addition and subtraction, change, any kind of change in any form, you see, is a lack in a mitzvah min amufcha. It's already, it's a lack in derech asiyas mitzvahs. But noy mitzvah zekeli van veil. So that already the Torah said, it's noel afan of a mitzvahs. So that the Torah established that is a derech asiyas mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam says that if it's a matter of zekeli van veil, so then you can't say, this is not the derech of, the derech asiyah. You see that? Excuse me one second. But that proves what we're saying. In other words, what we want to say in the Chivas Ram is it's a halacha in derech asiyas mitzvahs. That's the Ram says, that lo sosifu. So since it's thrown into the realm of derech asiyas mitzvahs, so now you have a pasuk zekeli v'anveyu that tells you that the derech asiyas mitzvahs is noah b'fon of a mitzvahs. So that's why the Ram says, very good, adarabah. There, you can't say, I'm not going to be Mosef. If it was the technical Baal Tosef, it would be ridiculous to say that Noi Mitzvah should be Docha Baal Tosef. Doesn't make any sense. Noi Mitzvah is extraneous. The main thing about Noi Mitzvah is do the Mitzvah right. You can't be Noi Mitzvah to improve on the Mitzvah. But the Rambam's Tshuva means it's a halach and derech asiyah. So derech asiyah, so the Torah said, Zekeli van Veil. That's the derech asiyah. So over there, you're not in violation of derech asiyah. But as long as it's not a derech asiyah that the Torah endorses, like a derech asiyah of zekeli manveil, and you're introducing your own idea, you're being mosif, that's not a mitzvah. That's not asiyah, it's a mitzvah min amavcha. The Rambam holds, as a matter of fact, the Rambam would hold that they're in juxtaposition to each other. The zekeli v'anveil is exactly the opposite of the person who, for no reason, adds to the mitzvah. Zekeli v'anveyu is a kiyum and a hidur in the derech asiyas mitzvahs, and a person who, of his own intellect, he decides to make a change, whether it's addition or subtraction. That's the opposite of zekeli v'anveyu. That's megareya. That's Eina Mitzvah Menam Avcha. They're both halachas and asiyas and mitzvahs. So the Rambam held that in asiyas and mitzvahs, there are two principles. The Zekeli Vanveh is one principle on one side. On the other side is Lo Sosifu. On the other side is Lo Sosifu. So that's the Rambam had a whole different concept in Baal Tosef. There's a Baal Tosef in Derech Asiyas and Mitzvah. Just like a Zekeli Vanveh. So that's what the Rambam says very, very nicely. Vim Ratzel Osef Bahados. On the contrary, that's derech asiyas mitzvahs. Zekeli v'anveil, that's perfectly okay. But if you don't have that, now you're introducing your own ideas, then that's the opposite. That's megareya. So that's already halach of asiyas mitzvahs. Shaloket derech mitzvah men amofchar. Ain a mitzvah men amofchar. That's the Ram. There's a positive to zekeli v'anveil and there's a negative. There's a positive and a negative. That's what the Rambam learns. Okay, very good. Good you said in the Rambam. What?
Why would you say that then by a Rambam?
Oh, so that's what the Rambam's saying. That where we know for a fact that something is considered a hidur, that something's considered a hidur mitzvah, so then we're allowed to do it. Not only are we allowed to do it, It's what do you call it? It's Adarabba. It's a good thing. Okay? It's a good thing you should do it. But where you don't know, and by a rava, no one mentions a heder of a rava. The heder is only mentioned by a dasan. So now you're introducing your own thing. Introducing your own thing? No, that's megareya. That's not good. That's ain't a mitzvah men amofcha. That's the Rambam Shiva.
The Rajba, they asked the Rashuva, but they asked him about the Rambam Shiva.
They asked the Rajba about it?
And he said, call Dava Shula na Ozo, aim Bobby Shambalta.
Very good. That's the Ran, he calls the Ran?
They asked the Rajba.
They asked the Rajba question.
That sounds like a real
Baltic. I don't know. It can't be real Baltic. It's not possible, real Baltic. He doesn't mean real. Real Baltic is not possible.
That's
great. And if the Torah says this Nisa Baltic, what do you mean Lanaosa? That's not the mitzvah anymore. This Baltic, you can't say Lanaosa. That's like a person saying, I'm in a Shabbos. He drives a car. He enjoys driving a car. That's not on a Shabbos. You can't change the mitzvah.
How do you know when it's
he wanted? Must mean, the Rajma must mean like the Rambam's Bal Tesef. The Rambam's Bal Tesef. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just saying, how do you know when it's, which category?
Oh, when it's, what?
Which category of Bal
Tesef?
I mean,
well, you gotta know the halachas of Bal Tesef. You gotta study the area.
Saying, this is a
That's a whole complicated thing. What is Bal Tesef?
No, I'm not asking you to define Bal Tesef.
Okay.
But what I am asking you is this category of Bal Tosef follow the same rules as that, or no, it's all separate?
It's a separate thing. Separate. In other words, there's a Bal Tosef that's mevatel the mitzvah. That if you do it, that's mevatel the mitzvah. See, but that was the Rambam's Havamina. Rambam's Havamina was that if you'll add more Aravos, then it'll be the other Bal Tosef, the real Bal Tosef, which means that the mitzvah kolamos of Goreya, that's the Sugya in Sanhedrin. That is mevatel the mitzvah completely. You don't have a kiyum mitzvah. That's the real Bal Tesef. So the Rambam at first thought that when it comes to the Aravos, that's the same thing. Because the Torah just said, Miyat Arve is Shnayim. Does Gemara say the Lashon over there? There's this thing. What? Yadash Nemeni. What does it say? Arve Nochal Shnayim. Okay, Arve Nochal Shnayim. Because Miyat is Shnayim. Okay, Mirishtayim. So that's a klal, Mirishtayim. So apparently the Rambam was in doubt. The Rambam apparently had a doubt about that drasha. When you have the drasha of Miyat of Rabim is Shnayim. The Gemara used a lot of times. So does that mean Dafka too? Or it means that the mitzvah is at least two, but the mashmas akasev, is not limited to two. It means that's the mitzvah is at least two. Apparently, the Rambam wasn't doubt about that. Apparently, it's not doubt. What? Yes, yes. That's because that's what the Rambam seems to say. At least in this tshuva, we don't. Yes, tshuva doesn't have that, right? All it says he says the ikasev shtei aravos behedya v'hosef aleihem agora posel. See, the Rambam says. Because if it would say two, so then it would mean dafka two, so then if he's most of his goreh, it's possible. But he says, since it doesn't say two, it just says arve. And we darshan, it goes, miyat arve is shtayim. They main pachs mishnayim. So he says, so then it's not saying, it's saying at least two. The pasuk is saying at least two. But wherever, then the other principle comes in. Wherever the mitzvah is already given that this is the mitzvah, so you shouldn't, the Torah says there's mitzvah, whatever the limud, but Torah says too. So then you get into the other baltesef.
So
the Rambam apparently was mesupik which baltesef it is. And when you have a drasha of miyat ave is shnayim, does that mean, is that limud dafka too? Or it's telling you what the Torah is telling you the chefetz shel mitzvah is by way of implication. What do you mean? No, but the Rambam changed his mind. First, he held the other way. Apparently, first the Rambam says possible because he held that if it says arveid, so the drush is two. So if the drush is two, it's as if it says openly two. So that's going to be possible. But then the Rambam changed his mind about that. He thought it over, changed his mind.
He knew for sure
that, and he said,
it's not possible.
What?
He concluded
it's not possible. But he shouldn't do it.
The implication of the
what?
Possible.
No, 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 he doesn't mean the implication of pasuk is to do more.
No, that's right. But even though it's kosher if you do more.
Even though it's not possible if you do more, right. That's right. It's not possible if you do more. But you should never be mosif on the mitzvah in general. The mitzvah is two, don't be mosif. What? He didn't mean what? Yeah, yeah. No. In other words, his question was, when the Gemara says two, does it mean, if it says arve, is it as if the Torah said two or no? It's telling you this is what's required for the plural, this is what's required for the mitzvah. So if it's telling you what's required for the mitzvah, but it's not excluding, it's not saying only two, it's saying this is what's needed, so you shouldn't do, in other words, the pasuk, mashmas pasuk, arve is more. He means in plain shot, arve, in the literal, in the pshuto shel mikra. In the pshuto shel mikra, arve means many. Okay? So now the chacham say that the mesorah is that it's two. So the Torah really says arve, which is pshuto shel mikra means many, but it's telling you that for the mitzvah, you need two.
And there's no benefit of more.
And there's no benefit of more. So it's just telling you, for the mitzvah, you need two. So once the Torah implies that for the mitzvah, by way of drasha, you learn out that for the mitzvah, you need two, you shouldn't do more. Okay, that's the second bal tesef. But if the Torah insisted on two, all you need is two for the mitzvah. But that's all you need for the mitzvah. So you shouldn't do more. The Torah says all you need is two, that's it. But if it would have said two bedafka, then it would be possible. So apparently that was the Rambam was thinking. But the Rambam at first thought that when the Gemara says drasha, arve nachal is two, so it's as if it says two, because that's a limud. That whenever it says rabim, it's two. So if it's considered an open limud, so it'll be possible if you did more. But he says it's not an open limud. It's just telling you that that's what you need for the mitzvah. That, of course, the implication is more. But Chazal say that the limud is, yeah, the implication is more, it means many. But the limud is all you need for the mitzvah is two. So then you shouldn't be, then you're into the second bal teisa. That's the wrong answer.
Why would be more trouble with that? I might mean structural, a definition of two, right? You're saying he may have thought that the arve means two dafka.
That's what he thought originally. That's what he said possible. Yeah,
so, but the next line is anafei tzavo tzushlosha. Somehow that didn't trouble him. The next line also says
pretty different drush.
Another, it's the same. You might say that the Gemara also could have been structurally three.
Could have meant what?
In other words, the Rambam seemed to be troubling. Gemara says arve.
Yeah, but the Rambam didn't hold that way, because the Rambam held there was a Gemara that says you can do more. So it can't be anafei tzav. It's a different kind of a drasha. Anafei tzav is a different kind of drasha than arve nochal. Arve nochal is plural. Anafei tzav is just because it says it three times. Anafei, that's a different kind of drasha altogether. So the Rambam held that that the Gemara is dashing from that you need at least three. But you see there was a Masara that there's a Masara. By Anafates of us, it's very simple. And it's very simple. We just got finished that. In other words, the reason why you can't do more Arvi Nachal is because when the Torah says two is enough for the mitzvah, you shouldn't add more. But by anafates of us, the Torah says three is enough for the mitzvah. But there's a kiyum of either mitzvah. So that's no problem in adding. So what's
the
problem?
I'm asking the side of how you do the mitzvahs that I understand, because it is a
human. Oh, you mean yes, if arve was two?
Right, in structure.
In structure, but no one ever said anafetz ovos in structure is three. No one says that. That's a different drasha. Nobody ever said anafetz ovos only three. They didn't say, nobody said that. The reason why it says by arve, because that's a constant drasha in Chazal. Whenever it says niyot shnayim, so the Gemara says it's two. So does that mean that when there's a pshuto shel mikra, a literal understanding of the pasuk, and then there's a halachic understanding of the pasuk? It's two different ways to read a pasuk. So there's a reason for each method. One method is the pshuto shel mikra; it means many. But now there's a system of analysis for limud, and in limud it means two. When it comes to halacha. Okay, so there's a different way to read the Torah. One way is the pshuto shel mikra, one way is the halachic way. So in the halachic, now the Rambam's doubt was, in the halachic way, when it says two, does it mean bedafka two, or it means two is enough? That's his question. So at first he thought it meant bedafka two, so how is it possible? Then he changed his mind. Apparently changed his mind. When he saw the Goinim said that there's no problem, he apparently held, he rethought it, and he held that it's not bedafka too. That much he was willing to say. But then he said, nevertheless, I agree, it's not bedafka too, but I still say you shouldn't do it that way because of the other problem of Baal Teisef.
Right.
That's what Rami said.
Whatever ramifications.
Rami? Yeah.
Just want to clarify. So you're saying there's two ideas of baltosim.
That's great.
The technical baltosim.
Which is a posel in the mitzvah.
It's a posel. The other is the yesod and asiyas of it.
Yeah, yesod and asiyas and mitzvahs. That's right.
Kind of comes out an interesting thing, though,
that... Just like Zekeli Van Veil. One is like Zekeli Van Veil, that's the Yisrael. The other one is a real psal, yes.
Comes out interesting that one would have thought that if the Torah said, let's say, take two, and you didn't take two, or you added to two, you did three, it's possible because you didn't follow the Torah. But that's not true. It turns out it's only possible because of Baal Tosef.
That's correct. You're right about it. You're right about it.
That's pretty interesting.
That's right.
I think it's just possible on its own because you didn't follow the...
Yeah, but the reason is very simple. The reason is very simple because the reason is, you see, in Baal Tosef means addition. Addition means you have to be dealing with something that has a specific numerical value. So if the Torah says two and you do three, that's addition. But if the Torah just says all you need for the mitzvah is two, but there is no value in the number, in the numerical entity of two, so there's no addition over here. You know what I'm saying? If the Torah says the numerical two has a value, so now you're placing a numerical framework on it. So the Torah says two, you're making three. That's Baal Tosef. You add it. But if the Torah doesn't lend itself to numerical analysis to begin with, there's no room for Baal Tosef. Because Tosef means that you're in the framework of quantity. The Torah just said all you need for the mitzvah is two. It didn't give any specific value to the number two. So you can't be over Baal Tosef. There is no Baal Tosef. See, there is no Baal Tosef in structure because there's no numerical value here. It's just that all you need for the mitzvah is two. It's not that two is a value. If two is a value, then three is Tosfos. See, once you get into numbers, then you get into, then the quantity has a certain reality. You're raising the quantity to a reality. There must be two. It's not that the minimum amount you need. You have to take Aravas. But one Aravas is not enough. Two is considered Aravas. That's not because there's two Aravas. It's because less than two, you don't have enough of the thing to be considered the thing. Sometimes you need a certain amount in order to have it. Less than a, like a shear. Less than a shear is not enough. So if two is alachin shear, it's a shear of a rava, you see, then you can't be over the technical Baal Tosef. But if two is not a shear in a rava, but two is because it must reflect the numerical value of two, then three is going to be Baal Tosef. Yes. That's the concept. That's what the Rambam is saying. That if it would say two, you'd be over Baal Tosef. That's exactly what the Rambam means in the Tshuva. If two would be a value, so when I look at the two Aravos, I see the number two. It must be two. Each one is something, and there's a reason why you have to have two. It's not that you need two in order to be considered Aravos. Because Aravos, you say, I mean, just to be descriptive. Say, Aravos is very small, so less than two, there's not enough representation there. So you have two, you have something. It's a shear. It's the question is two a shear? Or two represents a numerical value. If it represents a numerical value, then the Rambam says it would be definitely possible if you had three, because that's Baal Tosef. The Torah wants the number two reflected. You're reflecting three. You see. But if the Torah is just saying that you need two because otherwise you don't have a ravus, it's a shear, so you add it to the shear. So now you add it to the shear. It's a question of whether it's a shear or whether it's a number. That's what the Rambam is saying in the Tshuva. If it would say two, then it would be possible. It doesn't say two. It says, as a matter of fact, that's why he says the implication is more. It means the implication is more because the Pshuto Shemikra can't be an open contradiction to the Limud. So the Pshuto Shemikra is saying, Arve Nacho, bring Arve Nacho. Bring many, on the contrary. But the fact that it says Arve many implies that you need a certain amount. Yes?
I just want to make sure I understand. The Rovas and the Hadassim were in the same boat, except for the fact that by Hadassim, we have a source for why it would be proper to bring more. Well, it might be a good thing to bring more.
That's correct.
Okay, Zekeli and Veil applies to Hadassim, whereas Bayonis it doesn't apply.
That's right.
But they, in terms of the way they're set up structurally, they are in the same boat.
That's correct.
Requirement of two.
That it's a shear. It's a shear. It's not three Aravos. It's a shear. If it were three Aravos, you would never be a Baal Tosef. That, I don't care if it's Zekeli Van Veil. If it be three Aravos, you'd be over. You can't say because Zekeli Van Veil, the Torah says three, you're going to be Zekeli Van Veil. Have many. That would be they'd be over Baal Tosef for sure. But they're both in the same boat. They're both a shear. It's a shear of the substance. This is the amount that's enough. Okay, Rabbi.
So it turns out, any time you have a shear situation, you add on to the shear without a reason.
The Rambam's about us. Yeah. It's not a mitzvah to mufka. That's correct. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Does that same about as staying in the
circle one extra? No. That's just the rice. That's the rice.
Yeah, but here,
Rambam
intends
you can
have more Rabbis because
Arvin,
right? Because of the plural. But by Hadassim, it's because of Noin. It seems to be a different reason. So,
say it again.
By Hadassim, the reason is because of Noin. You can have three.
That's right.
Here, it's because it's Arvin, it's intrinsically plural.
No, you're making a mistake. That's what I'm telling you, not true. They're both the same. The three Arava, the three Adasim and the two Aravas, all Halacha and Shir. And if the Torah says this is all you need to do the mitzvah, that's all you do. That's it.
Okay.
The same, now I would say the exact same thing with the Adasim. But the only thing in the Adasim, there's an additional feature of Noi Mitzvah. So therefore, it's good to add. But where there's no Noi Mitzvah, you're just adding, then that's not the mitzvah minimum of that's a Ramos. Then you have the other loss sefer, Ram's loss sefer.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Where do you draw the line in the Rambam's, in the Derech, I see a mitzvah for Bar Tosef, which regard to Shira, I mean, for example, as follows. The Shira of a Lulav is the Tzvot Tzvachim. Is there anything wrong with saying
the Lulav? No.
No.
You don't have to go running around to find a lulav exactly four tvachim. And if you find it's five tvachim, you have to cut it off now. There's no halach like that. That the Torah says take a lulav. Torah is telling you take a lulav. The whole lulav is a chefter shel mitzvah. The shear is machsha the entity, but it's not that the shear of the lulav is. No, it's not that's definitely the case. Two lulavim would be the case. Two lulavim would be the case. Torah says one lulav, take two lulavim. That would be the case. Can't say in the same chefter, Torah wanted you only to, tells you only to take a lulav that's only this shear? That's, I mean, personally, Kazayas Matzav, he had more than Kazayas, so is that a mitzvah of Mofcha? No. That you can't say. Okay.
Rabbi,
yes.
In the Torah defined two, then it shouldn't just be possible because you did three instead of two. Say again? Not because of Baal Tosef. You're saying it's possible because of Baal Tosef in the first case. Right. But really it shouldn't be possible because of Baal Tosef. It should just be possible because the Torah defined the entity as two. You took three. So naturally, you don't have the chesed.
No, you have two.
It doesn't work. Just wanted to make sure. Addition.
Let's get down to basic addition. That's right, exactly. That's Baal Tosef. That's exactly Baal Tosef. That's exactly what it was. Right. Baal Tigre is very hard. Baal Tigre is hard. Because how do you minus? You have Baal Tigre. Okay. Either you don't have it or you have it. That's a separate thing Mar talks about. Okay.
But I mean, all we know, the reason that they're annoyed by the Hadassim is just versus
that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says he has a source that there was annoyed by the Hadassim. You want to argue with the Rambam? You can argue with the Rambam. But he says he has a source. Then good. Then he has a source. Then you admit he has a source. Okay. Okay. That's the Rambam.
What do we do?
We have a hard time getting three Adasim, so we don't have any problem.
We're more than Ram's Adasim, though. We don't
have
three, because we don't have a
source. Adasim? Oh, would we? Well, it depends. If you rely on the Rambam, so then if you follow the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. For those who want to follow us, you can follow. If you rely on the Rambam, so then you can do it. If you're Mesupik, don't do it. You're right. In economic, you're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's not a matter of hero worship. If you hold that the source of the, with regard to the Adasim, that there's a question of whether it's either mitzvah, that's what you have to ask yourself. If you any source that says it's not either mitzvah?
Wait, is there someone who says he can't add?
The Rambam. The Rambam says it. I know, but he's saying what he's saying. Well, what Danny's asking is that if you accept the Rambam's Baltasif, that is Derech Hasiyas and Mitzvahs. But now the source as to whether the Adasim is Noi Mitzvah is questionable. So if you have that, so then according to the Rambam, you shouldn't have more than three Adasim.
It's questionable.
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying, does everybody hold that source? The older Rishonim hold, or the Rishonim that question? I'm not sure. I don't know. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't know the source. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody, you have to know if anybody holds that there's no Hidur of Noi by having more than three Yadasim. If Rishonim hold that there's no Hidur of Noi for that, they don't mention it. If it's not mentioned anywhere, so apparently they didn't hold that way. So then that becomes a question. So then the Rambam would say not to take more than three.
No, well, all the Rishonim say that it is night.
Fine, then it's fine. Yeah. Then it's fine. But Tosfos, for instance, says, Kama Adasim and Kama Rabbis Bluv. Ain't Zebal Tosfos. I don't know. Who else mentions Noi?
Rabbi Yona,
okay. Where did he get it from? Well, I don't know if that's such a simple matter to make a decision, Howie, just because you think that all the Sharm said this. I mean, I would rather do a little investigation on it. I know it's a different kind of thing, questioning Harry, but the but I would still say that I think you should investigate, make sure that all the Rishonim hold that more Adasim is Noi. Could be you're right. I don't know how you know that. I don't know, but anyways. Okay, but that's true. I mean, if you don't know it, then according to the Rambam himself, you shouldn't take more than three. If it's a suffix. It's not a matter of, you know, following the Rambam, a matter of following Allah. So.
The Rambam gave you that idea.
That's right, but we don't have that. See, that kind of loyalty, I don't think the Rambam would endorse. That's not the Rambam's kind of, that's another Rambam that says you don't do things like that. Got to know which Rambam at what time. It's getting worse and worse.
Stepped into that one, right?
I think it'll stop now, but anyway.
I need you to tell me, where is the source for this idea of Sarah Asiyah Tamitzah?
The Rambam's
Tshuva. Ah, okay.
What kind of question is that? Were you with us all morning or not? Where are you at?
That's my point. And Noi is also the Rambam. So I don't see why one person is the
element. Yeah. I give up. You talk to me. Is he your chavrus? He was your chavrus. And no one seems to understand what we're talking about. But anyways, I don't understand. There are two different things. I don't understand the connections. The same person said two things. Does that mean that they're both tied together? You have to intrinsically follow both of them? It's two different ideas. I don't understand.
One, by definition, requires you to know the source.
Two different things. I don't see the connection.
Yeah, what is how we define the
sort of... One is a question in Derech HaSisim. This is another one's a question of if more than three Adasim is Noi. What does one thing have to do with the other? I don't see the connection. Just because he said both of them, so that's why you're saying that I could put more than three Adasim in my Aguda because of the Rambam. The Rambam might tell you not to do it. The Rambam might tell you should not do that. Because since it's a machlokas and you generally don't follow everything the Rambam says, you follow other Rishonim also. Unless you just follow the Rambam, you can do that. A person can say, I only follow the Rambam. But he's going to have a hard time in certain areas. He's going to have a very difficult time. But at any rate, if he doesn't do that, so that means he accepts other Rishonim and doesn't do everything like the Rambam. So then the Rambam would tell you, if that's your derech, so then you should not put more than three Adasim in your Aguda, unless you can show me that the other Rishonim all will definitely hold from that idea. But if it's doubtful, yes?
Well, we don't know
No, that's true. Generally, there's a principle. We say if a Rishon says something, and you have one Rishon say, makes a statement, and nobody else says, contradicts the Rishon. So usually you say that, that we don't say it's a machlokas. You know, we just follow, we say all Rishon, we assume all Rishonim hold that way. But not every area is so easy to come to a decision like that. It's not so simple, especially when there's no open source, and other Rishonim, certain things, for instance, that other Rishonim should mention, which they don't, the fact that they don't say anything, is a raya. I mean, shtik is not always kodah. I mean, it depends. You know, you have to really examine the area. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But anyways, you have to know. In certain areas, Rishonim, they said they should have said something. Why didn't he say it? I mean, if you're going to show me that no one else, for instance, mentions this idea, it would be very strange to say they all hold from it and they didn't mention it.
No, I was saying it'd be a Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rajba, straight out.
Fine.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you still can't judge from that everybody held from that. That's still not enough, because it could be the Rajba held like they took it from the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Yonah held it right there. It doesn't mean the Rosh Hashanah held it right. You can't prove it. That's not a proof. That's like the Rav said, that the Mishnah Berurah had a bad method. That he said, you go bus a Rav in Rishonim. You have a close machlokes Rishonim, so he counts up the Rishonim. So the Rav said, that's not a good method, because how do you know what other Rishonim held? They didn't call them all to a vote. So it's not a good method. But you have to know. I mean, sometimes it is a good method. If you see a preponderance of Rishonim, the main Rishonim, like we learned the Sugya with the Ran and the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. I mean, yeah, you know, you have your major sources. Somebody would say that there's a halacha that you can be yotze with one min, that's impossible.
You get the other ones but, here too, also, right?
But I'm just saying that over here, I'm not convinced that all the Rishonim held that it's Noi Mitzvah. I mean, it's not so simple to me. And I'm saying, and if you're not convinced, so according to the Ram, you shouldn't do it. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Okay. Yes. Boy, this took a lot of time. Yeah, anyways. Well, we have a lot of Rambam fans, but that's I'm telling you. The Rambam didn't know from Rambam fans. So that's against the Rambam. Okay. What's that? Yes, that's possibly me, yeah. That since what? Say it again.
The original way to understand the Rambam in the Yad, when he talked about Hadassah, and he said it's okay because it's Noi. He's not talking about the technical about the. He's talking about so far as the mitzvah.
Right.
But yet when he said by a rubber, you're not allowed to get a rubber. There he's talking about.
That's right. That was his question.
Right.
But the answer is through the vendrushes.
I'm not asking why, but saying so far as the.
That's correct, because that was his question when it says Arve Nachal, is it Miyat Arve Nachal Shnayim? Does it mean the Dashke Shnayim, or it means that's a Shia? That's the question. That was his question in his mind. That he was
not questioning what.
That's the chat. Absolutely. That's clearly in a realm. That's clearly in our realm. But he changed his mind. Okay.
Well, he wouldn't hold that second Baal Tosef and Asiya is possible, just it's not in the book, right?
The Maskana or in the Yad?
The original way.
The original way, else possible.
Possibly, yeah. That's the
yes.
But let's say the Baal Tosef and Asiya. If I went ahead.
No, never possible.
That's not possible.
That's not Mitzvah Namavcha. That's just not Mitzvah Namavcha. There's two different Baal Tosefs, okay?
In the Yad,
he's talking. That's correct. In the Yad, he's talking about both of them. One with regard to Arava, one with regard to Adasim. That's right, because they're two different limudim. Because over there you have Miyat Shnayim, and with regard to Adasim. That's right. Really?
He says Kolon also is no gosru. Well, the people cause of Rambam perhaps she may have a sukkah.
Oh, yeah, he had a different gears. That gears, I think, was rejected. He had the gears that even the Aravas is considered Noi. Yeah, but I think Kesh Mishnah, does he mention it? That was the wrong gears. That's the wrong gears. Yeah, that gears is wrong.
Okay.
That's definitely not the Rambam. Because no, he never held the Arabis as it's considered a Noi. Only the Adasim. Only the Adasim. Well, that's a good question. Why only the Adasim?
But he did rule by the fact that,
that
if it is Noi, then you wouldn't. If it is Noi, then they wouldn't be Gozer.
You know
the
what?
No, that if it is Noi, the Ron held that if it is Noi, then they wouldn't be Gozer.
That's right. It wouldn't be Gozer. The same idea.
Right, yes.
Same idea, right. That's the same idea, yeah. Okay. All right. There's one more question here. What? You're calling the Kohen Gadol, that question. There's another question also. The question is that the machlekes of Tzarach HaGad Lo and Tzarach HaGad, right? So we all ain't Tzarach HaGad, right? So what do we say? And I forgot where I saw this money. So Shem said, the Rush says, yeah. So he says, we don't hold HaGad. So I said that the fact that you tie it up has no meaning. I mean, it's simply Zeker Maveo. No meaning in the intrinsic in the mitzvah. No meaning. Okay? Yeah. So, in other words, it's not halach in the chefza. There's no chefza of an aguda, according to our pshat. Right? There's no chefza of an aguda. It's a kiyum in the hidur of netila, right? Yeah, but there's one halacha that contradicts that idea. There's a halacha like this. The halacha of the shear of the lulav. The shear of the lulav. So we say, what's the shear of the lulav? Halacha what? That's what it is.
It has to be come out one tefach.
That's right. Yep. Ein pachs mishla shear ein shlosh tefachem, and where's lulav? Zayin Ches. Oh, yeah, Ches. That's the halacha. I'm looking for this halacha. Oops. I'm looking for this halacha.
Let me get some napkins. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My Rambam's on the other side. V'im ogar v'afilu ein b'chol ba'ad el she'ah. V'im ogar alulav tzorach she'yeh shedro shalulav yotze min ahodas v'arava tefach ha'yoseh. It's a Gemara. Right? So the question is, that's good if I say tzorach agad. But if I say in tzorach agad, so it's just lanoi. So how could you say that if you do agad, v'im ogar alulav tzorach she'yeh shedro shalulav yotze min ahodas v'arava tefach ha'yoseh? How could it be such a halacha? Doesn't make any sense. We paskin lulav ain't tzarach agad, which means to say that the fact that you do the agad is just a lenoi ba'alma. But there's no cheftza shal aguda. So if that's the case, how could you retain the halacha in the Gemara, which states that if you tie them together, that it must be yotzei tefach? Tying together is nothing. What? You mean to say it's not makif? But why? Why should it be worse? Why should it be worse than if it's separate? It's makif in the niyanu. What are you saying? Separate of what?
Why can't you say that's just part of the hiddur?
Right.
You do agad for the hiddur, and this is the best looking way to do it.
Yeah, but he seems to say tzorach. He seems to say tzorach. Where's the Gemara's Gemara?
If you do the hiddur of agad, that's the real way to do it.
He's not telling you that it has to be that way, you're saying? It's tzorach. What does tzorach mean?
If you learn tzorach as paso, probably that.
Pashta sarach means it's got to be that way. Shear, yeah. Look, it's been other stuff. Yes.
In the next halacha test, you remember when he mentioned that gudra with regard to the anuim, so that's a mitzvah kinochasa.
Say it again.
In halacha test
is where he should mention if it's that's right. You're right. And halacha test is where he mentions the mitzvah kehilchasa. She be aguda shel shloshim minim. That's what he should say. You're right. He should say mitzvah kishe ogdon So the way to do it is that it should be a tefach. But here's Mashmi, he's putting in the same halacha as the shiur. Tzorach. What does it mean, tzorach? And let's say you didn't do that. I mean, it would seem. What a tzorach implies that if you don't do it, you're not yaitzeh. Why not? What do you mean, tzorach? And let's say, for instance, you didn't do it that way. So what? So then it's not. So then it shouldn't be any worse than lo ogdon. How does the other ones? How is it ma'akev? Why is it ma'akev? You understand what I mean? That's the question. The Rambam seems to say it's ma'akev. If there's no aguda, so it's not worse than not doing any aguda.
You ready?
Yeah.
Worse for the way we learn the packet from the previous way. The previous way that otherwise we'd be like the Kita Tama, right? So how is this worse for our Shita of Hagar than Eget is done for Gidar than for that Shita?
Say it again?
I mean, how is it worse for the way we are learning Eget that Eget is only for Hidar? Right?
Yeah.
Then for the previous sheet that Eged is necessary for Lakita Tama. I mean, it's a problem according to either way you learn.
I think so. Yeah. Either way you learn, yeah. But also, the Gemara says, Amar Vida Mashmol, Shir Hadas Varaba Shlosha Velulav Arba, Kideshi He Lulav Yotzim and Hadas Tefach. Is that the Rambam? Halacha Ches, they call it, right? But what do you mean? But we hold Lulav into a Chagat. So what kind of a thing is that? What?
Maybe it's two things. Ram has four, the shear of Ram has four. He mentioned that in the beginning of halacha. So maybe that's an intrinsic halacha. That's four.
Yes, go ahead.
There's another halacha that if you have an aga, you have to be one step on
the Why? I mean, why? Why is that makif? Why is it makif? It seems to be, I mean, according to the Rambam, where Ram says, Sorah, implies that halacha requires this, not just it's a noy mitzvah. I mean, the what?
Why is he
repeating himself? Where's twice? Which halacha? Perek Zion? Halacha Ches. Ein pachos me'abat tfachem. Okay?
And again, at the end, he says that the Hadas Marabas are three. If I'll get a little, it's actually a shedosh a little yotzim in a hadas tefach hayosim. I can figure that out myself. It's four, and that's three. That's it.
No. He's saying in the aguda. If you tie them together and you have long hadasim and aravas, it's no good.
No,
it's
more than four.
Then. No,
you can tie
them
to the lulav could end up being more than four.
The lulav could be eight, and it's still no good. If you have rabbis and hadassim, on nine or eight. If you make an aguda, I'm saying that the lulav must always be a tefach greater. So we're saying if there's no din aguda, so how could you talk about these things in halachic terms? Want to say, he says, and they should say, "V'im lo yotze tefach kilu lo agad." I mean, what kind of halacha is this? I mean, it's optional altogether. There's no chefza shel aguda. There's no chefza shel aguda.
That's a certain entity that you're making.
That's what you're going to say. It's an entity. But we said that's the very machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim.
You don't need that.
But you don't need it. But where do you see the entity? If you want to tell me, I mean, if you...
In terms of hiddur, there's a format, like in terms of...
Where do you get that format?
That there are different sizes relative to each other, that in terms of the way you're creating hiddur is by using a certain format. Egged is only good insofar as it has that format.
But the Rambam seems to be talking in terms of a shear. He says, "V'im agar alulav tzorach sheyia shedra shalulav yetsim and ahadas varava tefach hayaser." And if not, it seems it lacks in the shear. It lacks in the shear lulav. That the shear lulav is going to be a different shear lulav if it's ba'aguda or if it's not ba'aguda. I mean, why?
If it's nothing, then it shouldn't be a shear.
If it's nothing, it shouldn't be a shear. It shouldn't be a shear. The Rambam shouldn't have said it. This would Rambam should have said, Ketzad Ogden es Alolov. Osen, Shloshtem Biyachad, Va Alolov is, that's the Hidur Vazeu, Hidur Shal Mitzvah. Rambam doesn't seem to say that. He seems to say it's Aloch and Shir. The same Aloch of Shir. That if you, that the Shir changes. If it's Baguda, you need a Shir, it has to be Tefach more. That's hard to say if there's no Cheftz Shal Aguda. That's a problem. Well, let's see those two problems. Yeah, so how many problems do we have? That problem, and then you have the problem of what? And what? And you have a problem, Nichols. Those are two serious problems, I think. I don't think it talked them away. I mean, it seems clear that Rambam's talking in terms of Shir over there. I mean, what kind of halacha is that, if it's together? It's one Shir. The Shir is four. That's all. And the Ram wants to tell you that when you're making aguda, so it should stand out. That's the noy. It should stand out more. So fine. You should say, v'ketzad osel l'noy mitzvah. He says, you should say, halulav, tefach yosa mishneim. And it shouldn't be makiv. And then Ram's mashma might even be makiv. I'm not sure. Ram's mashma might even be makiv. He says, v'im, he says, tzorach. He's talking about shir. It's mashma might even be makiv. On the surface it would seem as Lashon's Mashma is Makev. How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin, by the way? Is Makev not Makev? I'll take a look at it afterwards. Okay. But those are the two problems that you have in the Rama. Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
If you go, I just want to go back to
Halacha
Tess for a second.
He says, Mitzvah Kinyuchas says
she
had
Bia
Gudah
Shal Shlosha Tessra.
Yep.
Halacha Tess? Well, no, Mitzvah Kinyuchas says that Halacha didn't mean the rule of, no?
Nah, I mean, that's a hard deal. I mean, the mitzvah bia aguda shel shloshim, meaning his emphasis is on the next word, bia min, the esrog b'smo. From the Rambam's mashma that if you did it in one hand, you'd be yitzah. That's what's mashma. Because it says, a mitzvah kehilchasa, sheyag bia aguda shel shloshim, meaning bia min, the esrog b'smo. That's the mitzvah kehilchasa. I don't think he means that it's a cheftishal. I think he's just trying to tell you you're min and small over there. I mean, he has to say that in order to tell you you're min and small.
I saw one of the shiurim of the Rav that was written up. He said that the Rav wanted to say from this Rambam that if you did this in the Anuim without a good, it'd be worthless.
That's a pretty big deal. I don't know if we got that. I don't see how you see it from here. How do you see it from here? Oh, there he says that? Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean, because it says Yovi. Well, I mean, I don't know. I got to see what his raya was. But just from the plain Lashon of Rambam, I don't know where you mean. You're saying that without a good, there's no din of Nianun? According to the Rambam. I'd like to see what the raya is. I mean, I'm not doubting that he said it, but I don't see what the raya is. That's a pretty rash conclusion. You have to have more support. You have to have more support than just the plain halacha. He's just telling you what the mitzvah kilchus is. He's telling you there's no ne'anum unless you have a gudah. I don't see what's that. But anyways, I got to see something. You got to see the rest of the shiur.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I took separately Hadassim and Rabbos that were, let's say, 10 Tzvachim, the rule of separately that was 4 Tzvachim, that would be Yotzei or not Yotzei?
You took separately Yotzei, no problem.
Now that they're together.
That's what he seems to say. I mean, he seems to say that. I mean, does he say it or not? He says this, he puts it in Allah of Shir. The implication is that if they're together, it's no good. That's what he seems to say. I mean, look. That's the plain implication. It sounds really like a wild conclusion. Well, that's what he says. Yes.
Take a shot at the shame problem.
Oh, the shame problem? Okay, go ahead.
I mean, we went, I think, part way. We started explaining it yesterday. When you said that lulav is part of the shevach. You see, the whole mitzvah is intertwined with the shevach.
Okay, but yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean, I think part of it is explains why we don't just say al dalid minim, you know, because that's a very technical name, and we see in the pasuk Torah went out of its way to elaborate exactly what those minim were. because that's really the shalach. Those minim represent the shalach. So just to use a technical name would lose part of that shalach. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I know, it's good. It's good drush. But I mean, you need something more solid. Something more solid for Allah. I just want to, just let me conclude with this here, with the Rambam, about the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim. Because I think it's an important thing. But, this problem I think we'll take up tomorrow. Tomorrow I think, I say, unless you want to do, we have to decide if we want to do Baltasif, if we want to do, maybe just go further. Baltasif is our area. We'll do for tomorrow, let's do the, Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Hodas HaGuzzel. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav and Bez. I'm sorry. Ain Ogden. Ain Ogden is a Lulav of Elabamino. Okay, from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah. Ain Ogden is a Lulav of Elabamino. What? Which deer? Which deer? What's the round? What is that? Is there? See that?
Of course,
who?
The
Ran. Who? Where are you reading from? Where? The Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so he's saying that he's learning the way we're learning, that you have to, it has to be, otherwise not yet. It's Ma'akev and Shir. That's plain Mashman and Ramam. It's in the halacha of Shir. I know it's hard to say it, but that's the lesson seems clear. But I just want to mention the Rambam says, you know, I mean, I saw like in a lot of Sfarim they have these, they go into the reasons of the Dalet Mina. So I just want to mention to you that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim quote, he doesn't say openly that's what he, but it's clear he's referring to the Midrashim. He says, Abbas minim shebelulav kvarom chacham zal bekach taimim misuyomim al derech hadrushos. In other words, all these drushes say that the Medrash Rabbah especially, which says that the four minim represent four different types of Jews, the tam and the reach, and the tam is the is Torah, and the reach is ma'isim tovim, and you have the four possibilities. Okay. So you take them all together, and the Machaper Melo Aleilu, that's the Chazal. So, I mean, you have a lot of people that darshan these things with regard to this, but the Rambam makes a very important point here. He says, Asher Darkam Yadua Eitzel Misha Maven Devrayim, and another types of drushes on that. The different minim represent parts of the body, the famous ones, okay. So the Rambam says, Lo Shekachu Inyan Oso Akosov. He says, this does not mean, he says, that's not really what the pasuk means. He says, so there are two groups of people when it comes to these drushes. Some say that that's the interpretation. The chelek zilzel bahen vason lelag. And others ridiculed it, and they scorned it. Why? Because it's quite clear that's not why the Torah tell you to take these four minim, because they represent four different types of Jews. Also, a chelik nevak v'nesfakach al imus hadrashos lefid demiono v'agona aleim v'dima shekachu inyan akosef. And then they had the machlekes and tried to defend it. Okay, fine. The mishpat adrashos k'mishpat adina makbal. The way of vinu shtei akito says these two groups not understand. She'em al derech hamalitzos apiyutios. Ashele yisupik inyanim leval tunim. He says that this is there's no doubt that what Chazal is saying is in a certain framework. V'nispas ma derech zuba oso asman v'nishtamshmu boako k'derech shemishtamshim paitanim b'mamar ma'piyutim. Says derech piyut. Amrzal tani bakapara the yaseti lachal azinecho al tikri azinecho ela oznecho malamechim yishma adam davar maguna yitain etzbo l'telchazna. So if a person has something, they should put his finger in his ear. Okay. Ni yitain viadati yaim atana azeh ladas asichlam alolo kach sovor beferish pasuk zeh v'shizeh winyan ha mitzvah zu When you're at war, says anybody said that's the pshat in the pasuk, it's ridiculous. So he says, but what Chazal are trying to teach you is an idea. They're trying to teach you an idea. It's a very beautiful idea. Zeres bal mido nala. It's just like you're not allowed to say something that's not right. You're not supposed to listen to something that's not right. So, and the hismich ezel pasuk al derech hamishol apiyutim. So the Rambam says that's the same exact thing with regard to the lulav. And that's something people don't understand, because when it comes to these Chazal, they think that they could jump into the Midrashim, and they right away, it appeals to their imagination, so they think that that's the reason. The Rambam was very much against that. That's what the Rambam says, that the same thing is true about this Chazal. The Chazal are saying that the four Minim represent four types of Jews, or all those other types of Drushas. He says, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, whatsoever. He says, anyone that thinks that just doesn't understand Derech Chazal. He says, they took this mitzvah of Dalad Minim and just use it to teach you an idea, Derech Melitza. And they do that to many mitzvahs. Now, he says, it's obvious when it comes to the mitzvah of Yosef Tilechol HaZenecha that you can't say it has anything to do with that. No one's going to say that that's why I have the shovel, because there's no connection whatsoever. He says the same thing is true over here with regard to the Dalad Minim. That idea has no connection to Dalad Minim whatsoever. It's an idea, but they use the Dalad Minim as a source to hang it on, because derech piyut. And see, there is some value. You have to understand why derech piyut. Because it means to say there apparently is a kiyum that the divrei Torah, the Torah shebachsav, should be a frame of reference. So if you have an idea, you should always attach it to that frame of reference. So that's why Chazal always did that. That's a separate concept. What is our frame? What is our literature? We don't have what the world calls literature. We only have Torah. So whenever you have an idea, we tie it into the frame of reference of Torah. Any idea. So that's why Chazal used that method. But it's absurd to say that has anything to do with the Dalad Minim. That's what the Rambam says. Amazing how many Sfarim are written from people, I mean, respected people, that they all follow the same approach. That's the meaning of the Dalad Minim. It's absolute nonsense. And the Rambam was very much against it, because the Rambam held that kind of an interpretation transforms the mitzvah into a symbolic type of performance, which is really derech avodah zarah. You see? And that's why the Rambam says that has nothing to do, and Chazal never meant that you take these, that's like sympathetic magic. You take these things, and by doing these things, and then by following that kind of reasoning, they get into big, big problems. I saw, for instance, someone says that, so what do you do on Shabbos? If that's what you're doing, the symbolic magic of making Klal Yisrael, being miyachi Klal Yisrael, so then you have a problem with Shabbos. So then they introduce an idea that on Shabbos you don't need it, because on Shabbos you have a different kind of yichud of Klal Yisrael. But then you're over corrupting the Torah, because the Torah says that Shabbos is supposed to do it. So now you're saying the Rabbanim came along and they improved on the Deraisa, which is Kfira. So once you go in that path, you see there's no end to the dangers that not only a misrepresentation of the mitzvahs, but it winds up with Dvar Hashem, Buzz, and Kfira. So I just want to mention that this Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, which would, you know, people just seem to say, you know, it's arbitrary. You know what I mean? You could give these drushes and say that that's what the, that's really interpretation of the mitzvah. The Rambam held absolutely awesome to say such a thing, say such an idea. On the contrary, the Rambam says that the real reason for the mitzvah is because it's Shevach Vodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he took us through a midbar and gave us a land that has growth and prosperity and